gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
This is a sacred weekend. It is not the unofficial start of summer. It is something far more important, something that every one of us as Americans, patriotic Americans, must observe to pay tribute to the 1.8 million men and women who were in our armed forces that gave their lives for this nation since 1775. Originally called Decoration Day from the early tradition of decorating graves with flowers, wreaths, and flags, Memorial Day is a day for remembrance of those who have died in service to our country. And today on the Cigar Dave Show, we shall do just that. We shall remember, we shall observe, we shall pay tribute to the brave men and women that have served this country and paid the ultimate price. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure, but today we temper that pleasure observing Memorial Day. And we have left the confines of Humidor 1A and Command Center Alpha, and we have moved to the traditional and historic cigar-making district in the cigar city of Tampa, Ybor City. We are on 7th Avenue at the Bad Monkey. It is a bar that was built and was created for men and women in the service and founded by Major General David J. Scott, United States Air Force retired, who will join us later in the program. We have an exceptional program for you today with some incredible guests. We will be joined by two retired Green Berets. Amongst them, the first Green Beret that rode into Afghanistan back in 2001. We will have him. We will also have Major General David J. Scott, who will join us, and some other special guests, and we will salute them. And today I extend a snappy salute to every one of the departed veterans, the departed men and women of our armed forces that are no longer with us. Memorial Day was widely observed beginning on May 30, 1868, to commemorate the sacrifices of Civil War soldiers by proclamation of General John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic. During that first national celebration, former Union General and sitting Ohio Congressman James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery. Here is an excerpt of that speech. "We do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, one word they spoke, but we do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act the highest virtues of men and citizens. For love of country, they accepted death and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue." And upon the conclusion of James Garfield's speech. 5,000 participants helped decorate the graves of the more than 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers who were buried at Arlington National Cemetery at the time. In 1873, New York was the first state to designate Memorial Day as a legal holiday. By the late...
We now go live to Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
Kyle DeFore here from Tiger Field with Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460. You are listening live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball, game two of the season here against the Raleigh Factory Rockhounds. Colt 45's dropped the opener last night 12-10 in a back-and-forth struggle. We're going to see some new players tonight as plenty of the 45's were finishing up their college playoffs either this week or this weekend. And we've got a brand new pitcher that we have not seen yet either. Tonight's starter is Dion Herron, a 6'3 lefty from Harris Stowe State University. And he is a highly regarded prospect. He's just finished his junior season, will be a senior next year. And he is a highly thought of left-hander who's got great stuff. We're looking forward to seeing him pitch here tonight. He's number five. For your starting lineups tonight for the Raleigh Factory Rockhounds, a little different from last night. You're going to have Campbell, the right fielder, leading off. Pancras, shortstop, hitting second. Ambucci, the left fielder, hitting third. Stover, the right fielder, cleaning up. Pretty, the third baseman, batting fifth. Facenta, who DH'd last night, will be playing first base. Freeman will be your DH, and Quijada will be your catcher. Dodson will play second base and hit ninth with Hawes, your starting pitcher. We'll get your Colt 45s lineup here at the end of the game, at the end of the bottom of the inning here. But I want to remind you that tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So we thank Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of the Colt 45s here tonight. The 45s are managed by Greg Catteray, former major leaguer and current manager of the Simpson Redhawks during the school year. A former World Series champion with the Toronto Blue Jays in the early 90s. And the pitching coach is Barrett Fasking. Going to have a slightly different lineup for the 45s. We'll get to the defensive alignment here, but we're just about ready to go with first pitch. As I mentioned, leading off is Campbell in right field, or rather center field tonight. He was in right field last night. Leading off for the Raleigh Factory Rockhounds. Thank you for joining us here. A great night for baseball. We're in the mid-80s temperature-wise with the sun headed down and the shadows creeping across the field. Looking forward to some Boys of Summer College Summer League Baseball.
Yeah, hopefully we can get the win tonight.
Absolutely. Dropped the opener, as I mentioned. But furious comeback fell just short in the 10th inning. No shortage of drama for the season opener. And the 45s looking to get right tonight behind lefty Dion Herron. First batter's announced, and he's getting ready to dig in. First pitch will be 7:15. And your first pitch is low and outside for ball one. So Herron.
First pitch, 7:14.
Your starter tonight from Harris Stowe State University. Hometown is Kansas City, Missouri. Harris Stowe, a small college in Missouri as well. Correction, Indiana. Got four players actually from Harris Stowe this year, including two Venezuelans that we'll see here hopefully in the bottom of the first, hitting fourth and fifth tonight. That ball is a called strike there, 1-2 now. Heron looking to put away the leadoff man here. Infield straight away. Outfield maybe slightly the other way. Called strike three. He's out of there, and Heron K's his first hitter as a Colt 45. Welcome to Reading, Dion Heron. Batting second tonight for the Rally Factory Rockhounds. Hank Pankritz, who homered and doubled last night in the 9-hole and is rewarded by his manager with a promotion to the 2-hole tonight. Lefty on lefty matchup. And Heron fires a strike in there. 0-1. Shadows creeping across the third baseline out to the mound. Slight advantage for the pitcher. Ball going from light to shadow. Should have about 1.5 or 2 innings of that before we're totally in the shadow. Oh, a big breaking ball. Way out in front is Spankritz. It's 0-2. Nice pitch from Heron. Had him out on his front foot. Hitting is timing. Pitching is upsetting the timing. I'm here with outfielder and pitcher from softball, Matty Novelli, yeah, who's with us here all summer long on KCNR 1460. Going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff for us. It's 1-2 after a ball there. Absolutely. 2014 alumni of Foothill High School.
Definitely not the weather we get here up there in Oregon.
Little bit different up in Oregon, yeah. I think, yeah. And that ball is down in the dirt. It's going to be 2-2. Did not offer at the 1-2 off-speed pitch. So Heron changing speeds and locating. As we mentioned, he's a very highly thought of lefty. 6'3", 170. And that ball is tapped back to the pitcher, fields it cleanly, and throws it to first, two down. So quick work of the first two hitters here for Heron. And that'll bring up the number three hitter.
Left fielder number 15, Jared Ambule.
Jared Ambule, the left fielder. Number 15 hitting right-handed. Nobody on, two out. And first pitch is in there on the inside corner. Hitter flinched, but it's a called strike nonetheless. Want to remind you, tonight's game is brought to you by Foothill Distributing. This portion of the show brought to you by Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Budweiser, grab some buds. Of course, Budweiser changed its name for the summer to America. So go out and grab some America beer on Memorial Day weekend here. Beautiful weather here at Tiger Field. That ball is chopped foul down the third base line. Cataray made a stab at it, but it's over his head and down the line. 1-2 now with two out. Nobody on. And Heron's got a couple pitches to play with here. Big leg kick, and he fires, and that ball is chopped high. It's going to come on a short hop to the shortstop, and he drops it on the exchange from glove to hand. He's going to reach, and the Rally Factory Rockhounds have their first base runner. We'll see what the official scorer calls that one. It would have been a close play at first. Not hit that hard to the left side, and he had to take it on a short hop after the big hop. Calling that one an E6 by the official scorer. So error for the shortstop. That ball's down low from his first pitch in the stretch from Heron. Stover, the right fielder, hitting cleanup tonight, number 6 for the Rockhounds. Runner takes a modest lead at first. Kicks and fires. That ball is inside 2-0. So hitters count here, 2-0, two out with a runner on first to the number 5 man in the lineup. Kicks and fires, that ball's hit hard up the middle. That's going to be a clean single. Runner will stay put at second base. And we got runners in first and second with two out. That'll bring up the third baseman, Pretty.
Third baseman number 11, Jack Pretty.
Jack Pretty, P-R-I-D-Y, number 11, playing third base tonight.
Not the other Pretty, Kyle.
You know, I'd have to defer to someone else's judgment on that one. He did get in the game as a pinch hitter last night. Did not start, but starting tonight. And he's got a couple ducks on the pond trying to drive in some runs here with two outs. Heron trying to keep the goose egg intact. Big leg kick and just a bit low. Heron wanted that one, but to no avail, 1-0. That ball is hit. It's going to drop right down in front of the right fielder there, and he's going to launch it home. And he's safe at the plate, so runners at the corners as the runner at first headed over to third on the throw home. Nice throw by Alburjas, but not really much of a chance to get him. Runners at the corners with two out, and it's 1-0 Rockhounds. Evan Facenda, who DH'd last night. And hit in the seven hole in the seven hole again tonight. Pardon me, the six hole. And playing first base. Heron from the stretch taking a long look. He kicks and fires. That ball is low, ball one. His battery mate tonight is Alvarez. True Blood, the catcher last night. Had a double and a couple RBIs. So the Alvarez's first game tonight just got in. Heron pitches, and that ball is fouled off down the right field line out of play into the parking lot. And right off somebody's windshield. One and one now. Runners on the corners, two outs. To Facenta. Winds and fires. That's a bunt attempt, and it's going to be bunted foul. Just barely got a piece of it in 1-2 now. We mentioned Alvarez, Jonathan Alvarez, number 30, also from Harris Stowe State University, so these two are college teammates as well, and one of our two Venezuelan imports on the team this year. They're hitting fourth and fifth tonight. Alburjas played last night, hit cleanup in right field. Alvarez catching and batting fifth tonight. Here's the 1-2. He swing and a miss, and that'll end the inning. So one run for the Raleigh Factory Rockhounds on a couple hits. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsor. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Colt 45's Baseball.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we're back here at the bottom of the first From Tiger Field on KCNR 1460, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli. And the 45's getting ready to take their first at-bats here. Leading off will be Noah Ferguson. 'Local kid here. We'll get you a little info on him. Noah, local guy from Reading here, plays his college ball at Butte College, just finished up his freshman year, going into his sophomore year down at Butte College. 6-0, 170, playing second base tonight and leading off. He'll be followed by Chase Larson, a Palisadro product, DHing and hitting second.
Noah Ferguson.
But Ferguson will step in here on Hawes, who is the starter for the Rally Factory Rockhounds. Ferguson had two RBIs last night. And the first pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Pitcher winds and fires, and that ball is high ball one. 1-1. Comes set and fires, and that ball is low. A breaking ball below the zone, it's 2-1. That ball is inside, it's going to go to 3-1 now, so hitters count for Noah Ferguson. Still a handful of players finishing up their college seasons this weekend in playoffs. Swing and a miss, 3-2. A good pitch to hit there. Was talking to Colt 45's jack of all trades, Denny Bregman, earlier tonight, and he was telling me that Hunter Heath, who's going to be joining us later this weekend or possibly next week, won the national championship in the small schools league that he's in. Had a walk-off, two-out grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. So a nice way to finish the season there on his way out here. The Colt 45's looking forward to seeing him get it going here.
Larson.
That's going to be a walk on 3-2 there. And now Larson will step in. Chase Larson. Another local product here. Feather River College just finished his sophomore year there. He's from Palisadro. Ferguson takes his lead. That ball is high for ball one. Good velocity here for Hawes, probably in the high 80s. Ferguson takes his lead at first, stretches it out a little more. Comes set and throws. That's another one way high. It's 2-0, and the catcher wants to talk about it. Probably telling him something about his release point or his mechanics, as both pitches were right up at eye level for Larson. Easy takes. And after the leadoff walk, just wanted to make sure he settled down those nerves. First game jitters here. We're in game two of 45. All summer long, we'll be going through the first or second week of August. You can get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com. Just $5 a ticket here at Tiger Field. If you haven't been down here in a while, really amazing, all the improvements. Great stadium seating here. You're in the shade pretty much from inning number one on. And the 2-0 here to Larson. He takes, and that one just misses, 3-0. Pitcher takes a long look in. Didn't like the call there, but it's... No, he did call that strike. It was a very low-key strike call there. Very understated umpire call on that one there, 2-1. That ball is driven deep to left field, but it's going to stay in the park. Or left fielder barely has to move, and he hauls it in. Yeah, it's going to be the first out of the inning on a 2-1 pitch. He flies out to left field.
Center fielder number 34, Ryan Williams.
Ryan Williams, your center fielder, hitting third tonight, as he did last night. Runner on first with one out. I want to take a moment and
Thank our sponsors tonight, Foothill Distributing. This portion of the game is brought to you by Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home, especially on this holiday weekend. So thanks to Budweiser and Foothill Distributing, our sponsors here tonight. First pitch is a swing and a miss there by Williams, 0-1. A reasonable lead over there at first. Now he takes an extra step. Comes set and fires, and a check swing did not go. Appeal to the umpire, he did not. 2-1. Swing and a miss. That's going to be 1-2. Blake Williams from Santa Rosa Junior College just finished up his sophomore year, a native of Alturas, California. It's a little Northern California flavor here on the first three hitters. He's down 1-2 with one out. Ferguson on first does not go. That ball was very high as he tried to add a little velocity and sacrifice the location. Count is 2-2. Taking a long look in, here's the 2-2 to Williams. Runner goes, that ball is high. Here's the throw down to second. He does not come up with it cleanly. He's stolen base by Ferguson. So Noah Ferguson takes second. Would have been a close play, but had to try and catch and swipe the tag all in one motion and left the ball on the wrong side of the bag. So Hawes, with not a very big leg kick there, gave his catcher a chance, but Ferguson ends up with the steal. And we've got a full count with one out and a runner on second. Hawes is taking his time out there. Comes set, a high set. And that ball is inside, another walk. So runners on first and second now. And the cleanup hitter, Al Burjas, will come to the plate.
Now, Danny. 345 from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Record number 29, Andre Albura.
One of our four Harris Stowe State University standouts from Indiana. Al Burjas by way of Venezuela. Hitting fourth and playing right field for you tonight, as he did last night. He'll be followed by another Harris Stowe State University Venezuela import, Jonathan Alvarez, your catcher tonight, number 30, making his 45's debut. Did not play last night. We'll have a number of players trickling in here over the first weekend and into next week. As different, they're coming from different schools and different leagues and have different playoff scheduling. A lot of guys from small schools, JCs, and larger schools here. All chasing the dream of Summer League Baseball. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Al Burjas straight back. Mentioned it on the broadcast last night and saw it again before the game today in batting practice. A free and easy power swing here from Al Burjas. The ball really jumps off his bat. Doesn't even look like he's putting a lot of torque into it, but that ball does fly when he squares it up, so the manager absolutely agrees as he's had him clean up both nights here. The 0-1 after the foul ball. Runners on first and second, and he's going to hold it and step off.
Patty Bazzetti, could you please come behind the announcing booth? Patty Bazzetti, behind the announcing booth, please. Thank you.
And he's ready to go here, 0-1 to Al Burjas. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Good take, 1-1. No breeze here today, low 80s. High 80s at the start of the game, but quickly descending here as shadows overtaking the field. He winds and fires. The 1-1 is very high, 2-1. And Hawes with two walks so far here in the first inning. They've got a no-hit rally. And he's got to come in here or risk going to 3-1. Looks the runner back at second and comes set. That ball is grounded to third. Double play ball. 5-0 into the second baseman. Lets it glance off his glove. That's going to roll into right field. Williams heads to third on the error. Alborjas to first. Ferguson scores from second base. That was a ground ball to third. Fielded it cleanly. Throw might have been a little bit high into the left, but definitely playable. That'll probably be an E4 there. And on Dodson for the Rally Factory Rockhounds. And the 45s are on the board here.
Catcher, number 30, Jonathan Alvarez.
And making his Colt 45 season debut here is Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher. 6 foot, 200-pound junior. Just finished his junior year. He'll be a senior next year. Also from Harris Stowe State University. Something of a pipeline this year from there to the Reading 45s. As both your starting pitcher, cleanup hitter, and number five hitter, all from the same school. First and third, one out. And he takes a strike. Right there, 0-1. Big hole on the right side. First baseman holding the runner on. Second baseman shading towards the middle, trying to get a double play ball. A lot of room to shoot out there for Alvarez. Outfield straight away, maybe slightly to pull. And Hawes comes set. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher. And it's 1-1. He comes set, 1-1, runner on first, goes, oh, swing and fouled straight back. Alborjas going on the pitch, probably a hit and run, had a good pitch to hit, right around the numbers, but fouled it straight back just under it. Alborjas retreats to first. So 1-2 with one out now. Runners at the corners, Porter on deck. And the 1-2 here to Alvarez. He kicks and fires. That ball is flied to left field very high and fairly deep. This will score the runner from third almost certainly. That throw is going to be cut off to keep Alborjas from going to second, and that's another run. As Williams scores from third on the sack fly by Alvarez. So Alvarez an RBI in his first at-bat as a 45. And it's now 2-1.
And now batting 45. From Rancho Cucamonga, California, left fielder number 44, DJ Porter.
Porter just finished up his sophomore year at California Baptist University, playing left field tonight. Also started in left field last night. Runner on first base, two outs. Two runs already in here for the 45. Swing and a miss on a big cut on the first pitch. 0-1. Hawes laboring a little here in the first. He's got a couple walks. And an error helped out the 45s and a sack fly. So no clean hits, but two runs here. Runner on first goes. That's swing and fouled straight back by Porter. So Alborjas going on the pitch. He's going to have to head back to first. That one straight back over the snack bar into the parking lot. Want to remind you, tonight's game is brought to you by Foothill Distributing. And this portion of the game brought to you by Budweiser. Make a plan to make it home. Enjoy Budweiser this holiday weekend, and make sure to thank the veterans in your life, and remember the ones that are no longer here. And the pitch to Porter, and he fouls it back again. So a good battle here between Porter and Haas. Albuquerque still on first, two outs. Being very deliberate out there on the mound, trying to slow down the running game possibly. Comes to that high set. Runner was going before the kick, and he stepped off. I don't know whether he just got an early start or whether that's a head game out there by Al Borjas at first. Stretches out that lead a little more. And not going. That ball is going to be high. And it's 1-2. Porter takes the long look down to third base. First baseman holding Al Borjas. Pitcher comes set here. Here's the 1-2. Runner goes. Again fouled back. So Al Borjas getting his exercise over there at first. Three different steal attempts, all for naught as foul balls on each one. If Porter were to reach, that would bring up Jared Bertotti out of Medford, Oregon. He plays ball here at Simpson College for Greg Catteray. That's a breaking ball in the dirt. Catcher knocks it down. Runner tries to advance, but a nice throw as he jumped on it quickly, and Al Borjas is cut down at second base. That'll end the inning. So two runs on no hits. And the 45s are up 2-1 here at the end of the first. You're listening to Cold 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field, top of the second inning for the Colt 45s. 2-1, home team leading over the Rally Factory Rocktowns. Deion Heron, the 6'3 lefty, getting ready to start his second inning of work here. And leading off the inning is going to be Freeman, your DH for the Rally Factory Rockhounds. That ball is outside. He's what's known as the beer batter tonight. So if he strikes out, it's a dollar off beers till the end of the inning. The hometown fans definitely rooting for that. First pitch is a ball. Second one is just a bit low. 2-0. And Freeman fouls that one straight back. It's 2-1. And that ball is driven into right field. That's going to be a clean single. Al Borjas takes on a couple hops, and the leadoff man is on. Single to right on a 2-1 pitch there by Freeman. That'll bring up
catcher number 24, Andres Quijada.
Andres Quijada, the catcher here, number 24, who had the nice play to end the last inning, throwing out Al Borjas at second, trying to advance on a wild pitch. Comes up now with no out and one on. Heron, the lefty, kicks and fires. And a swing and a miss. Strike one. Good-sized leg kick from Heron. He's a 6'3 kid. Where's number five? We've seen a fastball, curveball, changeup thus far. That ball is low and inside. Looks like he might have aimed it a little bit. It's 1-1. Quijada kind of jumped out of the way a little bit there. Not sure if he necessarily needed to, but a lot of these guys have grown up seeing Derek Jeter play. He would stretch out even if the ball was on the inside half of the plate. And that ball is a called strike. Now 1-2. It's a nice pitch on the outside corner there by Heron, and he's in the driver's seat here. Runner on first, nobody out, 1-2. Here in the top of the second from Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. Wines and fires, and that ball just about takes out the first base coach down the line. He has to jump out of the way. That one had some fuzz on it. And we'll reset it and do it again, 1-2. And he winds and fires again, and that ball is just a bit low, perhaps inside. Heron wanted it. He's going to take a little walk. 2-2 now on Quijada. Dodson, the second baseman, on deck. And the 2-2. And that ball bounces in. Looked like it bounced on the plate. And we'll go full. See if they put the runner in motion here. Still nobody out. You hate to run yourself into a double play, but you never know what kind of speed you've got at the catcher position. And that's a ground ball to shortstop. Taylor made 6-4-3 double play. Nice play there as Ferguson bare hands the catch. On the flip from the shortstop, Taylor, pretty play, 6-4-3, and a beauty. Two down, nobody out as that leadoff single is erased.
Second baseman number three, Joey Dodson.
And that brings up Joey Dodson, the second baseman. Hit second last night, hitting ninth tonight. As we have, now we have the lights on here at Tiger Field. Dusk quickly approaching. Absolutely perfect day for baseball. Game two of the season here. We're going to bring you 45 before it's all said and done. In August, you can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. A lot of fun theme nights, fun stuff for the kids, even the little ones who may not have quite the attention span. Got fun stuff between innings for them as well. Just $5 a ticket. Most best $5 you'll spend all summer long. That first pitch is in the dirt, 1-0 now. As Heron back in the windup after the double play, nobody on base, two down. Kicks and fires, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-1. Heron's shown pretty good command so far, everything down around the knees. Not a lot in the happy zone for the hitters. And as soon as I say that, he puts one out into left center field for a single. That's going to be fielded by Williams. He'll keep him to a single. And that's a two-out hit. Maybe a little more strike zone than he would have liked to have bite off with the two-strike count there, but Rex Campbell, number nine, hitting leadoff tonight, was in the sixth hole last night playing right field. He's leading off playing center tonight. lefty part of that ninth inning rally last night when the Rockhounds came all the way back. First pitch here from Heron. Runner's not going. That's a breaking ball for a strike. Nice pitch on the outside corner. Hard to do anything with a pitch like that, even if you do hit it. And it's 0-1. Bertotti holding the runner on first. A lot of room on that right side. Outfield playing very deep. And a big swing and a miss by Campbell. Al Borjas in right, maybe a few steps in front of the track. Center and left, maybe a little closer than that, but evidently a lot of respect for the left-handed pull power here of Campbell. And the 0-2 here. And the runner started to go to second, and he got caught in no man's land. And, wow, the throw beat him, but somehow he dove back into first as the umpire out there saying Bertotti missed on the tag. He was absolutely dead to rights between first and second as he stopped, seemingly knowing he didn't get a great jump on that. And the catcher threw right behind him, and the throw beat him, but unable to get the tag in. So some nifty base running to save his skin. It's 1-2. There's a breaking ball, and he just gets on top of it. Gets past the pitcher. This is going to be a tough play, and nobody's going to get it. That ball too hard for the pitcher, too soft for the second baseman, Ferguson. He tried to come up and barehand it. Would have been a close play. Don't know if he would have been able to get him anyway, but they're going to call that a hit. I saw it last night. That's the first one tonight. A lot of little toppers on the infield just finding a hole. Last night, a few of them seemed like they had eyes. Had some bunt hits, had some infield hits. Hit it where they ain't is definitely the name of the game. And sometimes those 25-footers or 30-foot ground balls are just as good as a line drive. So 0-2 now with runners on first and second. And the ball down in the dirt. Nice job there to knock it down. Keep the runners from advancing. Alvarez, a couple nice stops tonight. And showing off his arm on that play just a moment ago to first base. One ball, no strikes. Heron trying to put up a goose egg here in the second. Runners on first and second. And the 1-0 runner going to third. And no throw. As the runner on first bluffed a steal, was a couple steps off. Alvarez double clutched as if he was going to throw back to first. And the runner from second took third base without a throw. So runners now at the corners. 1-1 with two out. Kind of an unusual play there. Alvarez just put it in his pocket, decided not to throw it at all. First and third, 1-1, and he just gets a piece of it, tops it foul down the first base line about 20 feet. And it'll be 1-2. Heron looking to close out the inning here, strikeout situation. So we'd settle for an out of any kind, really. Takes a long look in, comes set. And that ball is outside for a ball. Runner on third bluffed home, but he gets stared back there by Alvarez. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners on, 2-1, Colt 45s here in the top of the second. Deion Heron making his Colt 45's debut. Runner on first goes. That ball is swung and fouled out of play. Foul down the third base side. Into South City Park down here. Can smell the hamburgers and hot dogs and tri-tip on the grill down there. All kinds of good stuff here at the ballpark. We'll wind up and do it again, 2-2. Runner on first starts to go.
And quite an unorthodox play here as runners on first and third. We had an attempted steal from first base. The throw was from the pitcher to second base. Runner on third broke for home, and as the fielder was chasing him back towards second base, he went out of the baseline, but the umpire's calling him safe. Really unusual play here. The run scores as he scored before there was any tag attempt. The umpire saying there's no tag at all. And the runner standing on second. Quite an unusual play. Never really seen a guy go out of the baseline like that and be called safe. So we'll have to check the rule book on that one, but the umpire's calling safe despite the fact he's out of the baseline. So now runner on second. Tie game, 2-2. After a slight defensive lapse there by the 45s, run would have scored regardless, even if he was called out. The runner going from first to second, but highly unorthodox play. Results in no outs for the 45. So, no, we're getting a reversal now. So, highly unusual turn of events here in the top of the second. They are going to count the run, it looks like, but that will be the third out as he was out of the baseline. So, we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460 with more Colt 45's baseball.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Reminding you, this Memorial Day weekend, there are three ceremonies on Monday we would like to invite you to honor our fallen veterans. The first service on Monday is at 10 a.m. at Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street. The second starts at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium, and then at Igo Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 in the evening. Please take every opportunity to honor our veterans at one of these ceremonies on Monday. And remember, freedom isn't free. Thank you.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Kyle DeFore back here on KCNR 1460 live from Tiger Field in Redding, California, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. An unusual end of the second inning there. Between innings here, we enjoyed the always standard second inning dizzy bat race as we had a couple kids. Yeah, should be 2-1. That's why we're getting some fan feedback here. Always fun dizzy bat race for the kids between second and third innings there, or top and bottom of the second, I should say. Leading off here will be Porter. He was left standing at the plate when Alborjas got thrown out at second in the bottom of the first. 2-2 here in the bottom of the second. Rally Factory Rockhounds, your visiting team tonight, playing the Reading Colt 45s here. And that ball is absolutely smoked down the left field line. That's a fair ball. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. He's going to have at least a double. Here comes the throw, and Porter is in there with a leadoff double. Throw gets away now, but backed up by the first baseman. An absolute laser down the left field line. The hardest hit ball of the night by VAR thus far. And the Colt 45s are in business here. I want to remind you that tonight's game is brought to you by Budweiser. And our friends at Foothill Distributing, Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Wanting you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend this weekend. Porter absolutely lighting this crowd up with the leadoff double here, and they are in business. Here's the Simpson College product, Bertotti, the switch-hitting first baseman, number 9. And the 0-0 pitch is outside for ball one.
Thank you.
Jared Bertotti from Medford, Oregon, a 6'3" switch hitting left-handed throwing first baseman. Takes another ball, 2-0. Obviously very familiar with his manager, Greg Catteray, who manages him at Simpson here in Reading. That ball is swung on and fouled off to the left side, out of play. So runner on second, nobody out, 45s. Trying to get back the run they gave up in the top of the first in a highly unusual double steal that resulted in a safe call and then an out call. But the run stood as he scored before the runner went out of the baseline. So 2-2 here. The 2-1 pitch to Bertotti. Is high and outside, 3-1. He's got a base to play with. Nobody out here. Man on second. Second baseman, as we've seen throughout the first game and tonight, they like to try and hold that runner at second, so they leave a lot of room on that right side. Now he sloughs off a little bit. Another pitch high and inside. Easy take for Bertotti, and he walks on the 3-1 fastball. So runners on first and second.
How about it for 45? Hey, from Eldorado Hills, California. He plays collegiately at Regis University. Shortstop number 7, Mickey Meinhoffer.
Your shortstop tonight, Mickey Meinhoffer, making his Colt 45's debut, number 7. He's from Eldorado Hills, California. Bats right, throws right, from Regis University. And he takes and a snap throw down to first, diving back as Bertotti. Nice play by the first baseman to catch that one on a hop. Very easily could have gotten past him. 45's got to run just that fashion last night. 1-0 here on Meinhoffer. And he swings, and that ball is fouled back, 1-1. Kind of shaking his head. He knows he swung at ball 2 there. Mickey Meinhoffer, a 5'9 accounting major, just finished up his sophomore year at Regis. Starting at shortstop tonight for the 45s. I originally misspoke in the first inning. I had Taylor at shortstop starting that nice 6-4-3 double play, but it was Meinhoffer. And the 1-1 here. And the umpire calls time. We'll reset and do it again. Porter at second. Bertotti at first. Meinhoffer at the plate, 1-1, nobody out in a tied 2-2 ballgame here in the bottom of the second inning. Come set, kicks, and fires. That ball is a ball. Another snap throw to first. So we've seen that a couple times in this at bat. Bertotti over at first taking a big secondary lead as the first baseman not holding him on, but he's tried to sneak in behind him and almost in a timing play have a pickoff play. It almost looks like a pickoff at second base the way they're doing the timing there, Maddie.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, that's someone on second, so that guy could always easily steal when they're trying to throw it on first.
Well, and you can always end up throwing it into right field and costing yourself a run, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
You must think they've got something they can exploit there, but 2-1 to Meinhoffer looking for a pitch to hit. And a breaking ball in the dirt and outside, 3-1. And he's in the driver's seat now, can look pitch and location if he likes and get greedy. Bertotti with a big lead on first. Porter on second. Hawes, the pitcher, comes set and fires. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt.
A late break to third. Late break to third, and he was out. But the ball was dropped. He was initially called out by the umpire, but once he saw he did not make the catch cleanly, a questionable decision to run to third there, but it pays off as the third baseman, unable to handle the throw, is a little bit low.
That was a gutsy move right there, but, you know, sometimes you got to do that.
Well, a courageous move pays off. It initially looked like he was going to be out by about 5 or 6 feet.
Oh, yeah.
But it's 3-2, nobody out. You hate to make the first out at third base, but they got away with it there. First and third now, full count, nobody out. Infield at normal depth, third baseman is just about even with the bag, so slightly in. Runner goes to second. He is, they're going to throw, no. He stepped, the second baseman Dodson stepped in front of the bag and threw it home as Porter was coming home on a delayed double steal. And Porter would have been out at home again, but the catcher unable to hold on to it as the ball arrived just before the runner. And he might have ended up swiping that ball right out of there. But it was a bang-bang play, unable to hold on to it, and Porter's gutsiness pays off yet again.
Oh, for sure.
Going to third on the throw is Vertotti, so nobody out, or sorry, one out, and a runner on third.
3-2, though. They're up.
They do take the lead there on the score, so don't even have to get the ball out of the infield, and they end up taking the lead.
Third baseman number 23, Austin LeBoux.
Austin LeBoux, your third baseman tonight, hitting in the nine hole, making his season debut for the 45s. Runner on third, one out. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it out of play down the right field line.
Every time I see a foul ball over there, I get scared that it's going to hit my car.
Parking lot here in front of the Reading Library holds quite a few cars, but nobody really wants to park as close to the fence. You notice they're all a little bit further back there. And 0-1 after that foul ball here to LeBoux. He takes a breaking ball for a strike over the outside corner. And it's 0-2. LeBoux from Cottonwood, California, another local boy here. A 6'2 kinesiology major, just finished his sophomore year at East Central University. That ball very high, 1-2. We've seen a couple times with Haas here on two strike counts try to ramp up on the fastball a little bit, add a little velocity, and end up with the ball of shoulder length or shoulder height or higher. Easy take there for LeBoux. On deck, the top of the lineup with Ferguson, your second baseman. Breaking balls. Strike three called. And not a lot of argument there from LeBoux. That was a big yellow hammer dropped right in there for called strike three. And there's two down now. Bertotti still on third. Noah Ferguson stands in to take his second at bat here. Always good when you can turn over the lineup and get your leadoff hitter his second at bat in the second inning. And he's got an RBI chance here. He had two last night. An RBI hit and a sac fly. Batting leadoff and playing second base tonight. Here's the 1-0. And just a bit outside, it's going to be 2-0. Lots of great seats here at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. That ball is outside as well. It's going to be 3-0.
He doesn't like that outside corner.
Ferguson here in the driver's seat. Runner on third, two outs. We'll see if he's got the green light. In an RBI spot here. Winds and fires. That ball is low, and it's a four-pitch walk. That'll bring up D.H. Chase Larson. Runners on the corners here. Two outs. Chase Ferguson, your D.H.
Number 17, Chase Austin.
Larson is, as we mentioned, just finished his sophomore year at Feather River College and a Palace Cedro product here. In a good spot here to add some insurance runs. And the pitcher steps off. Wants to reset the signs here with his catcher. And a 60-foot conversation going on here. It looks like they're on the same page. Now he gets set and ready to go. Ferguson on first. Not going. He's been very aggressive the first two games here on the base paths. Called strike on the first pitch to Larson. Larson, number 17, played third base last night, DHing tonight. As a number of these players play multiple positions, either on the infield or outfield or both, you'll see a lot of different lineup combos, especially as we see our roster get filled out as they trickle in here over the next week or so. We mentioned earlier Hunter Heath had a walk-off grand slam to win the national title in his school's league. He'll be joining us a little later on, so looking forward to seeing what he can do. 0-1 pitch here, and that ball is a charge put into it, but hit right at the center fielder, so some bad luck there by Larson. That'll end the inning. So one run for the 45s. They take a 3-2 lead. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Seat's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Live game.
And we're back here on KCNR 1460.
Yes. Thank you.
3-2 headed into the top of the third here. Dion Heron starting his third inning of work. One in the first, one in the second here.
Leading off for the Rockhounds. Just up number four, Hank Pickering.
So Pankritz, the shortstop, hitting in the two-hole tonight, shows bunt on the first pitch, but it's low and outside. He pulls it back for ball one. Corners charging on that one. Second short, playing pretty deep, normal depth. Corners even with the bag. Here's the 1-0 from Heron. That ball is driven down the right field line. That's going to be extra bases. Hits the wall on two bounces. Alburjas gets it back in, and what a one-hopper from the foul line right to second base. An impressive throw by Alburjas there. But it's going to be a leadoff double for Pankritz as he continues to wear out 45's pitching. Had a home run and a double last night and a few RBIs and hits a leadoff double here. So they have yet to solve that riddle. And they've got a man on second for Ambashul, your left fielder. That ball is high and outside. for ball one. I'll take a moment to thank our sponsors, Foothill Distributing. This portion of the show brought to you by Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home this holiday weekend and grab some buds. Heron with the 1-0. That ball is in the dirt for ball two. So two balls, no strikes, runner on second base for the number three hitter here. Heron has been in the stretch each inning so far. That ball is grounded, and a nice play by the third baseman. Catches on the hop. Bertotti makes a nice play to sidestep the bag, keeping his foot on the bag. As a throw basically from third to first, corner to corner. Ran a little bit wide to the right, but he sidesteps the bag. And
I almost thought
that
was going to be foul.
Yeah, it was right. It was right there. It was one of those ones where it would have probably would have been right over the bag if he hadn't caught it. But because he was playing a little closer in, he was able to take it on the good hop and not get short hop there. Plenty of time to throw him out at first. Nice play. One out here with a runner on second. It's going to bring up Stover, your cleanup hitter and right fielder. Heron comes set. That's a changeup, and it's low for ball one. Early action in the 45's bullpen here. That's right-hander Jake Angelo from Harris Stowe College as well. That ball is popped up on a 1-0 pitch. It's actually going to carry pretty well out to right now. Al Borjas with a one-hopper to third, but he's going to be able to tag and get there. So a runner on third now with two down. Didn't look like he got it that well off the bat, but it ended up being just a few steps in front of the warning track out in right field. Jack Pretty stands in for his second at bat. 3-2, 45s here in the top of the third. As dusk is imminent upon us here, we're under the lights at Tiger Field in South City Park here in beautiful Redding, California. Called strike on first pitch, 0-1. Third baseman Pretty in the five hole tonight. Got an RBI opportunity here with a runner on third and two outs. And he slaps it to second. And he comes up with a cleanly in and makes the routine play. That'll end the inning. So no runs. And the 45s hold the lead. It's 3-2 headed in the bottom of the third. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speed's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we're back here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore with Matty Nivelli on KCNR 1460 and streaming live all around the world on KCNR1460.com. Center fielder Ryan Williams leading off here as it's the heart of the lineup for the 45s, 3-4-5. We'll go Williams, Alburjas, and Alvarez. And he pops up the first pitch. Unhappy with himself as the first baseman is going to have this one. That's a one pitch out by Williams as Facenta takes the pop up. That'll bring up Andres Alburjas. Tonight, the Harris Stowe State University Showcase is your starting pitcher, catcher, and right fielder are all from the same university there, as well as the reliever in the bullpen. So we might see all four of our Harris Stowe University there players. First pitch is a called strike on a breaking ball to Alburjas. You can see even very early on, I don't know if his reputation's preceded him, they do not want to give him a first pitch fastball. He's gotten a lot of get-it-in breaking balls on fastball counts thus far. There's another one down in the dirt. Bounces on or slightly behind the plate. It's 1-1. Obviously, very earlier here in the season, so it's hard to have scouting reports on all your opponents. A lot of these guys, just in recent days, have finished up their college seasons. Here's the 1-1. That ball is low for 2-1.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that are still playing in college right now. Their season's still going.
We've got guys from NAIA all the way up to the bigger schools. And all their schedules are different there. Alburjas gets a nice pitch to hit, but fouls it straight back.
Ooh, hit it hard.
Probably like to have that one again. So 2-2 now with one out. Hall is trying to put up his first scoreless inning. 45's got two in the first, one in the second. And Alvarez just taps that one foul as he's out on his front foot. Kind of an emergency swing there. Keeps him alive, 2-2. Second time through the lineup here. As the cleanup man bats here in the bottom of the third. A lot of pitches out of Hawes so far. We've already got action down in the Rally Factory Rockhounds bullpen. That is a breaking ball a little high. It's going to be 3-2. With one out here. And here's the full count pitch. And it's a hard ground ball to shortstop. Comes up with it cleanly. Steps and throws. That's going to bounce on the first baseman, but he scoops it out of the dirt. A nice play by the first baseman, Facenta. As a low throw, could have eaten him up very easily, but he digs it out for out number two. That'll bring up Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher.
Jonathan Alvarez.
Had an RBI sack fly in his Colt 45's debut. Getting ready for his second at-bat here with two outs and nobody on. I want to remind you that tonight's game is brought to you by Foothill Distributing. This portion of the game brought to you by Budweiser. Grab some Buds and make a plan to make it home.
They didn't throw him a fastball either.
No challenge fastballs here on the first pitch to either one of our Venezuelan imports. Hitting in the 4 and the 5 slot there. Expected to hit and hit often. All summer long here. That ball's down in the dirt. It's going to be 2-0. All of us here at KCNR wishing all of you out there a fun and safe Memorial Day weekend. If you're in Northern California, you can't beat Shasta Lake. This is the fullest the lake has been in a long time. We actually got some rain this winter. So enjoy all the recreational opportunities available here. That's going to be a low ball, low and outside, 3-0 now. To Alvarez with Porter on deck. Porter had a leadoff double and scored last inning. Hoping to get up two innings in a row here. And the 3-0, and that's going to be low, and he will get another at-bat. Four-pitch walk to the catcher, Alvarez.
Now that number 45. From Cal Baptist University, your left fielder, number 44, DJ Porter.
From Cal Baptist University, soon to be junior DJ Porter, your left fielder tonight. Alvarez with a modest lead at first, being held on. The ball is outside. Got a first pitch fastball there, but did not offer as it was out of the zone. Five runs already here. The bottom of the third, 3-2, 45s. We have not lacked for offense. That ball is low again, and the catcher wants to go out and talk about it. As after the four-pitch walk, he's quickly behind 2-0 here. And there's never a more lonely feeling on the mound than just being unable to get a strike or unable to put it where you'd like to. And happen to throw a lot of 2-0 and 3-1 pitches. Paul's battling out there right now, trying to get command back. Runner on first, two out. Here's the pitch to Porter. Swinging 2-0, and he fouls it down the left field line on the ground. Should he reach, you will see Bertotti, the first baseman. Number of players we're looking forward to seeing here in the coming week as they finish up their season. We'll talk about those as the game goes on here tonight. Here's the 2-1 to Porter. And that's a nice pitch, 2-2. On the outside corner, looked like a changeup. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first base for DJ Porter, who's 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored. Oz takes a look at the runner at first, comes set. Kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball, and he taps it to second base. And an easy flip to shortstop covering second. That'll do it here for the 45s. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's
go. Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460 with Matty Novelli broadcasting Colt 45's baseball live from Tiger Field here in beautiful Redding, California on KCNR 1460 and around the world on KCNR1460.com. You can get the entire Redding Colt 45 schedule and promotions and all kinds of information on Redding Colt 45's. .com. We're 3-2 here, headed into the top of the fourth.
First base with number seven.
Third inning, the first with no scoring. Both teams scored in the first and the second inning, but no runs in the third. We enter the top of the fourth here. Leading off is going to be Facenta, the first baseman who had a couple nice picks over there last inning. On the defensive side, Heron starting his fourth inning of work.
And that ball is low and inside for a ball. Aaron, the 6'3 lefty, winds and fires. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Looked like an off-speed pitch there. Darkness closing in here on Tiger Field as we are under the lights on a beautiful day for baseball. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball down in the dirt, and he is not happy with himself. He swung at a gopher ball there. 1-2. Takes a deep breath, composes himself back in the box, and digs in. Here's the 1-2 from Heron. And he just reaches out in kind of an excuse-me swing and taps a one hopper back to the pitcher. Hustles all the way to first, but no chance to beat that one out, as that is out number one. Colt Freeman, the DH here. Freeman, the DH here, is your beer batter of the night. All beers, $1. And if he is struck out here, so good start as strike one on a breaking ball. Swing and a miss, 0-2, and the fans are just one strike away here from Dollar Beers. Reminding you tonight, speaking of beer, that this portion of the game brought to you by Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home, enjoy a safe and fun holiday weekend. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and he's out of there. And the crowd goes wild. All beers, $1 till the end of the inning. So a festive atmosphere here at Tiger Field. And we see the fans start to matriculate their way towards the beer section of the park.
Now catcher number 24, Tejada.
Tejada, the catcher now. Bats with two outs and nobody on as Heron has settled in nicely here. That ball is flied to right. Alburja started in and then back a couple steps, and that's a one-pitch flyout. Easy inning here for Heron. 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-2. Colt 45's here on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here from Tiger Field on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. 3-2, headed into the bottom of the fourth here. On an absolutely perfect night for baseball, could not ask for better weather. We are in the 70s. As dusk is upon us, we are under the lights. Couple scoreless innings now in a row from Deion Heron, making his Colt 45's debut. Gave up one in the first, one in the second, but has put up two scoreless frames as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Leading off will be Jared Bertotti, your switch-hitting first baseman. He's going to bat left-handed today.
or this at bat against the new pitcher.
Now pitching for the Rockhounds.
So for your 45s this inning, it'll be Bertotti, Meinhofer, and Labou. First base, shortstop, third base, your 7, 8, 9 hitters. So Bertotti getting ready to get it started here. The Simpson University product out of Oregon. And the first pitch is low for ball. Here's the 1-0. And he swings and fouls it off. That's going to be strike two. Down the left field line. Nobody's going to get to it, though. Sorry, correction. 1-1 now. First pitch was the ball. Bertotti reached last time. Trying to get the inning started here for the 45s. And a ground ball to first base on the 1-1. Fielder will take it himself. That's one out. And that'll bring up Meinhofer, your shortstop. He and Ferguson combined for a pretty double play in the first inning. Meinhofer flipped it to him. Took it barehand by Ferguson and threw him out at first base. One out, nobody on here. Here's the pitch. And he takes a called strike. At the knees for strike one, 0-1. Right. 45's up 3-2 here. That one's the old 58-footer. Bounces in front of the plate into the backstop. Nobody on base, so we'll let the bat boy get it. Or rather, the on-deck hitter get it. On deck is Austin Labou, a Cottonwood kid. Just finished his sophomore year at East Central University, a kinesiology major. Hoping to hit with Meinhofer on base if he can reach. It's 1-2 now to Meinhofer. An absolutely great baseball name, Mickey Meinhofer. And he digs that one out and fouls it back. And literally hit a car on the move. Extra points for the moving targets on the car moving through the parking lot. Hope it didn't get his windshield there. We'll stay 1-2. Pitcher comes set. And that ball is flied down the right field line. Looks like it's slicing foul, but I don't think anybody's going to get there. No, they will not. First baseman and right fielder both gave good chase. Relief pitcher pitching for the Rally Factory Rockhounds right now is Wyatt McCampbell. A big right-hander, number 40. And he's up 1-2 here with one out and nobody on.
Back.
On Meinhofer. Maddie pulling double duty tonight, helping with the between innings things for the kids here, and also in a broadcast booth up here with us. She wears many hats. Going to be doing some
pre- and post-game interviews as well moving forward here.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be fun.
And Meinhofer, a hard ground ball to third base, fielded cleanly and throw over to first. Whoa, and a throw offline, pulled the first baseman into the baseline in a slight collision there, but none the worse for wear either player. So didn't look very pretty on the transaction, but it's an out nonetheless. Two out, nobody on here. That'll bring up LeBoux.
First baseman, number 23, Austin LeBoux.
Austin LeBoux out of Cottonwood, California. 6'2", 190. Bats right, throws right. He is your third baseman tonight.
The Warriors win. The Warriors win. Yeah.
First pitch is a ball. As is the second one. Two and zero here on LeBoux, trying to get something started here with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Just a quick reminder before we get to the bottom of the inning, or the top of the next inning, that tonight's show is brought to you by Foothill Distributing. Grab some buds and make sure you make a plan to make it home.
That took a bad hop off his chest.
Bad hop absolutely ate up the shortstop. Looked like a routine ground ball, but it absolutely ate him up. Then he had to hurry and ended up bouncing the throw. And everybody's safe. We'll see how they decide to score that.
Sweet, good.
And a final, not Oklahoma, 108-101, Golden State. Second baseman, number 19, Noah.
Not sure if they're going to score that a hit or an error. Have not heard anything to that effect yet. Nonetheless, runner on first with two outs for the top of the lineup. Noah Ferguson here, your second baseman. That ball is high, ball one. So LeBoux on first, Ferguson with a 1-0 count off of McCampbell, who relieved started the inning here. That ball is low, 2-0. McCampbell, a good-sized guy, but something of an abbreviated motion. Almost straight over the top. Ferguson here in the driver's seat with a 2-0 count. Looking for something he can put a charge into. And he kind of hits it off his knuckles, and that ends up being, oh, a little backspin on that one. The shortstop made a leaping catch over his left shoulder. A nice play, though. That'll end the inning. So no runs. We're still 3-2 here after the bottom of the fourth. We'll head to the top of the fifth here on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball.
Okay, nice. Okay, if you can...
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460 at the Colt 45's game at Tiger Field here with Matty Novelli. 3-2 headed into the top of the fifth. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing. Reminding you to make a plan to make it home this weekend. Grab some buds and enjoy a great holiday weekend. Got all kinds of fun stuff here in Northern California. Of course, the lake, the fullest it's been in many years. Absolutely perfect recreation opportunities here on this holiday weekend and really all summer long as we celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Thank the veterans in your life and remember the ones that did not make it home. We've all got friends and family who fall in one or both of those categories. So make sure to remember the reason for your three-day weekend this weekend. Enjoy it. Have a good time. But definitely take a moment to remember those who made your fun weekend possible. Top of the fifth here at Tiger Field, 3-2. We've got a new pitcher for the 45s as they will close the book on Dion Heron as he went four innings, gave up two runs, and really had a nice third and fourth inning as he went 1-2-3 both of those innings. But early on here, we're not going to get the pitch counts too high. We're going to have Jake Angelo, who is your fourth Harris Stowe State University out of Indiana player that we've seen tonight. Your starter, Dion Heron, was as well, as is your starting catcher and right fielder, both of our Venezuelan imports. Looking forward to seeing Jake Angelo get it going here. A six-foot right-hander out of Auburn, Illinois. Wearing number 36 for the 45s this year. Pitching from the stretch exclusively. Kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball inside. Four ball, one. Leading off is Dodson in the nine hole. That's your second baseman for the Rally Factory Rockhounds. A lot of scoring in the first two innings. None in the last two as we head to the fifth. Rally Factory Rockhounds had one each in the first and second. Scoreless in the third and fourth. 45s answered with two in the bottom of the first and one in the bottom of the second, but also failed to score in the third and the fourth. So we stand at 3-2. It's 1-1 now. Showed bunt and pulled it back there. There's a strike on the inside corner. And it's 1-2. Nice location on that pitch as Dodson just watched it go by. And Angelo quickly in the driver's seat here, 1-2, looking to put him away. Whoa, looks like he embellished the windup there a little larger leg kick, almost Johnny Cueto-like there with the almost full 180 turn away towards center field, and then launched one behind Dodson to make it 2-2, so... Perhaps the adrenaline a little high here in the first appearance for Jake Angelo. Still a good pitcher's count, 2-2. He's got a pitch to play with here. Breaking ball. He waits on it and taps it to shortstop. Not very well hit. He's hustling down the line, but he's going to be out by a step. Nice play there by the shortstop, Meinhofer, making his 45's debut tonight. That'll bring up the top of the lineup again. That's Campbell, your center fielder for the Rally Factory Rockhounds. Angelo with a big leg kick and kind of almost throws right to left across his body just a little bit. And the breaking ball doesn't quite break as much as he'd like. That's ball one. Third baseman playing almost even with the bag. Bertotti not quite as close at first base. Middle infielders at normal depth as they're respecting the speed of Campbell here. That ball is way outside, 2-0. And as with last at bat, Alburjas pretty deep in right field. Respecting the power here. One out, nobody on, 2-0 count here.
D'Angelo comes set. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Campbell trying to put a charge into that one, but came up empty, 2-1. Campbell in the sixth hole last night, hitting leadoff tonight. He reached base a few times last night in the Rockhounds' 12-10 victory. Swing and a miss, and it's back to 2-2. Nice recovery here by Angelo. After falling behind 2-0 to start the count, we'll see what he does here on 2-2. With one out and nobody on. 45's up 3-2 here in the top of the fifth. This game started with a lot of offense, but it's settled down into a quasi-pitcher's duel. Angelo, the second pitcher for the 45s tonight. Deion Heron making his debut. Four innings, two runs allowed. Looked particularly strong in the third and fourth innings. I'm sure he could have kept going, but they're keeping the pitch counts low here earlier in the year. Another thing to keep in mind, a lot of these pitchers just came off the end of their college season, so this is the beginning of the season for us, but for them, they've been playing for several months already here. But as with amateur players playing on Team USA and other off-season extracurricular teams, do you want to return them in the same or better state than you borrowed them at? So we don't want to send any injured players, of course, back to their college programs next year, but plenty of talent here on the 45s to go around. We're going to get to know quite a few pitchers here. Heron, highly regarded, as well as some other ones. We'll have a few starters we'll get to know pretty well. Right now, Angelo up 3-2 with one out. And here's the full count pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. First strikeout for Angelo there as they throw it around the horn. Two down, nobody out.
Shortstop number four, Hank Pankritz.
Hank Pankritz, the shortstop, hit ninth last night, had a home run and a double. And the manager took notice, put him in the two-hole tonight. Left-handed batter in the squat. Very small strike zone with his hitting stance there. And that ball is outside for ball one. Matty, as a pitcher, did it ever bother you when you faced somebody who had a Ricky Henderson-like squat where they made that strike zone as small as possible, or did you just try to play your game?
You know what? As a pitcher, yeah, I think that the taller they are, the better it is pitching to them. I don't know. I haven't pitched in a couple years. Wow. But
yeah, I liked pitching against those guys. They're about 6'4 and had a really long swing.
Yeah, exactly. Bigger strike zone, that's for sure.
These guys look like Pankritz have a quick path to the ball, and he went deep last night over the right field wall with a very compact swing.
I remember pitching to a lot of girls that were short, and they would duck. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Of course, fans of baseball history will remember little Eddie Gadel, who was a designated pinch walker, one of the few little people to play professional sports in American history in the 1950s. Do yourself a favor in Wikipedia that one. Quite an interesting story from the golden age of baseball. Eddie Gadel. 3-1 pitch here. And that's going to be a walk. No, it's a late strike call. Everybody seemed kind of surprised by that one. Although the hitter wasn't running to first, so I think he thought it was a strike. He just kind of surprised at the delayed reaction strike call there. But we'll go full with two outs. Angelo, three balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. And here's the pitch. That ball is driven to deep center field. Williams on his horse going back, slowing down now, and he's got it. That'll end the inning. Another scoreless frame here. We're still 3-2. Reading Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, it's Linda Bott
and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m. here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
The ambulance?
Kyle DeVore here on KCNR 1460 with Matty Novelli broadcasting Colt 45's baseball. Rally Factory Rockhounds down 3-2 to their hometown Colt 45s. As Chase Larson, your DH and number two hitter tonight, will lead off the inning. Second inning of work here for McCampbell, the Rally Factory Rockhounds, I should say, relief pitcher here through a scoreless frame last inning. Larson, the local product here, played in the infield last night, DHing tonight.
Went to Foothill High School.
Foothill High School alumni, so we've got a Foothill at bat and in the announcing booth here. Cougars all around here. And Larson's going to pop it up. That one's going to be short outfield, no, just behind second base on the infield. Dodson makes the play, and that'll be one out. We'll bring up Williams. He popped out on one pitch his last time. Ryan Williams, your center fielder. So one out, nobody on for Williams here. McCampbell fires low, ball one. Williams, a 6'2 kinesiology major out of Highlands, California, attending California Baptist University. Takes a ball just a bit high, 2-0. Alburjos in the on-deck circle, 2-0 here. And that's a called strike taken all the way. 2-1. Infield playing him to pull, third baseman not too far off the line there. Now he kind of goes back to normal position. That's a called strike, 2-2. So after two in the first and one in the second, the 45s held scoreless in the third and the fourth. We're in the bottom of the fifth here from Tiger Field. Two balls, two strikes, one out to your number three hitter, center fielder Ryan Williams, and he swings and fouls it back. Big cut there, straight back right on it, but 2-2 now. That one had a little hang time. I think he'd like to see another one like that. Campbell taking his time out there on the mound. Now comes Set. And he's going to step off here, wants to talk about it. With Quijada, his catcher.
And they've got it figured out. We're ready for a 2-2 here in a moment. Williams right on top of the plate there. Crowding the plate. His right foot almost parallel with it. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out on a 2-2 pitch for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Andres Alburjas. Alburjas, one of our four players from Harris Stowe State University in Indiana. And this is a guy who absolutely puts on a show in the cage. Only a matter of time till we see an explosion off the bat of Alburjas, who has hit cleanup both nights and started in right field. His college teammate hitting right behind him, Jonathan Alvarez, your starting catcher tonight. Two outs, nobody on. McCampbell trying to throw up his second consecutive scoreless inning. That's a off-speed pitch for a strike. 0-1 here. Clearly they want Alburjas to have to hit the breaking ball. Has another off-speed pitch there, down and away. Good take. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two out in the bottom of the fifth here. And that ball is low, but kind of an excuse-me swing. He wanted, tried to pull it back, but could not. And that's a strike, 1-2. Foothill Distributing bringing you this portion of the show. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy a fun and safe Memorial Day weekend. And a swing and a miss, a ball in the dirt. He's going to run, and he's not going to make it as the catcher throws him out at first. That'll end the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning for the 45s. We go to the top of the sixth. Still 3-2 Reading on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
This is KCNR 1460. Kyle DeFore with Matty Novelli live from Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. We are under the lights. Now, for game two of the Colt 45 season, you get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. We are facing the Raleigh Factory Rockhounds. Rockhounds got the win last night 12-10 after a furious ninth inning rally. 45 is up 3-2 here going into the top of the sixth. And leading off is going to be number 15, Ambuel, the left fielder, batting third. And a breaking ball in the dirt by Angelo, starting his second inning of work. Threw up a scoreless inning in the fifth. It's been 3-2 since the bottom of the second inning, as what looked like an offensive showcase has settled down into something of a pitcher's duel here. That ball is fouled straight back and into the parking lot.
Kids, you cannot run out of the stadium. Appreciate your hustle.
Kids already did that.
One ball, one strike here. And Angelo kicks and fires. And a swing and a foul straight back to the screen again. It's going to be 1-2. .45's defense shapes up like this. Austin Labou at third base. Ferguson at second base. Meinhofer at short. And Bertotti at first. Alvarez is your catcher, catching Jake Angelo in his second inning of work here. And that ball is driven to left center field. Porter on his horse. He's got plenty of time, though. He's going to actually end up coming in at the end there and making the play. So a fly ball out for Angelo.
Tyler Stover.
Tyler Stover, the cleanup hitter and right fielder, steps in here. Big number six for the Rally Factory Rockhounds comes up with nobody on and one out to face Angelo. Finishing up with your defense, Porter in left field, Williams in center, and Alburjas in right. First pitch is outside for ball one. Angelo with a lot of moving parts to that delivery, but that ball does have some movement on it, so an uncomfortable at-bat to be sure up there for any hitter. That's a breaking ball over for strike one. Looked like he fooled him there. He was out on his front foot, did not get a swing off, but it's a strike nonetheless, 1-1. One and one with one out, nobody on. Swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt, and that looked like another off-speed pitch. And he missed badly, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out on Stover. Angelo winds and fires, and that ball is in the dirt and outside, 2-2. We're in the top of the sixth here. Tiger Field in Redding, California. Calling game two of 45. We'll have for you all summer long here. Here's the 2-2. And that ball bounces on the plate for a ball. 3-2. Trying to get him to chase that same pitch he swung at a moment ago. To no avail. And we'll go full here. Third baseman guarding the line. Everybody else at normal depth. And that is low and outside for ball four. A one-out walk to the cleanup hitter, and that'll bring up Pretty, your third baseman, for the Rally Factory Rockhounds. Pretty did not start, but pinch hit and finished the game last night. Your starting third baseman hitting in the five hole tonight. Looks like we're going to have a pinch runner at first. That's number two. We'll try and get you an update here momentarily. Might be a double switch as we've got the umpire making notes on his scorecard here. Looks like we've got all the logistics tied up and we're ready for some baseball here. Three to 2:45. One out, runner on first. Pretty stepping in against Angelo. Good turnout here tonight for the 45s. Got all kinds of hats and shirts, short and long sleeves. All kinds of good swag for you here. In all different colors and styles. Show your 45 pride. whether you're at the game or out and about. Just $5 a ticket for every game here at Tiger Field. Here's the first pitch. That ball is low and outside to Pretty. 1-0. I want to thank our sponsors for tonight, Foothill Distributing. Budweiser is sponsoring this portion of the game. Wants to remind you to make a plan to make it home, have a fun and safe holiday weekend, and grab some buds. That's a strike on the outside corner. That'll even the count at 1-1. Two innings of scoring and three innings of silence, though there have been base runners. No scoring in the third, fourth, or fifth as we are here in the top of the sixth with one out, a 1-1 count. Here's Angelo. Runner goes. Throw down to second, and he's not going to get him. Good jump there at first base by the cleanup hitter. And I got to say, as an announcer, having only seen them in the second game here, Stover, the cleanup man, runs pretty good for a big guy. Got a good jump there, got a good read, and didn't really give Alvarez, the 45's catcher, much of a chance there. One hopped it down to second, but beat it easily. They got a runner at second. The count is 1-2 now with one out, runner on second. That takes away the double play. Swing and a miss. He struck him out for the second out of the inning, and Pretty goes down on a 1-2 pitch. So two outs now, and he's one out away from stranding that runner in scoring position. And here's Vicenta, DH last night, first base tonight. And he's hitting in that six hole. Wearing number seven, hitting number six. Two outs, runner on second. Third baseman LeVou guarding the line over there. And shortstop now covering the hole deeper. A lot of moving parts out there on the 45's defense. With the runner on second base trying to keep him honest. Had some aggressive base running tonight. A few stolen bases already. Had a double steal which ended up with a runner scoring from third. And the runner from first being called out. And that's a hit batsman. And wow, an interesting call. A very rare call you don't see very often here. He's calling him back because he did not attempt to get out of the way. You do not see that call very often, even when it seems that's the case. Vicenta, with a big smile on his face, he can't believe it. The Rally Factory Rockhounds manager now comes out to talk, and now the umpires want to discuss it. Didn't really make much of an attempt to get out of the way there. Kind of just took the breaking ball on his forearm or possibly close to the wrist there. But we're going to call that a strike as he made no attempt to get out of the way. So a rarely enforced rule. Actually, that's going to be a ball. We had an 0-1 count, so we're 1-1 there. But a rarely enforced didn't try to get out of the way rule. You never know what you're going to see when you come to the 45s game. We've had two great ball games last night and tonight. And swing and a foul tip, and that one goes off the catcher's glove. It's 1-2. Big swing there by Facenta trying to get the RBI. Two outs, runner on second. Correction, that's not Stover out of second base. We've got a pinch runner there, but have not had him announced. So no steal for Stover. Gave him too much credit on the speed there. The manager, nobody knows what he's doing, getting the pinch runner in there who gets into scoring position right away. Two outs now. Vicenta down 1-2 in the count. He's trying to battle here. 45's up 3-2. Trying to get a fourth consecutive scoreless inning out of that pitching staff. They've been good tonight. Aaron started, gave you four innings of two-run ball. And we've had 1 2/3 thus far of scoreless ball by the bullpen in the person of Jake Angelo. Steps off now, comes set. And here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball outside. A beautiful pitch. No chance for the hitter there. And he throws his bat down in frustration. And that'll end the inning. And we head to the bottom of the sixth here, still 3-2. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go,
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the sixth here from Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. Colt 45's clinging to a 3-2 lead. It's been the same score since the second inning as we have settled into a quasi-pitching duel here. Bottom of the sixth, we've got Alvarez is going to lead off, your catcher and number five hitter, followed by Porter and Bertotti as the 45s will try to get something going here. Third inning of work for McCampbell for the Rally Factory Rockhounds. He has come in and been absolutely fantastic, holding them scoreless through two innings. Jonathan Alvarez, as we mentioned, from Harristow State University. All four of our imports from there are in the game tonight. Starting pitcher, reliever, your catcher, and your right fielder. And our those two pitchers have combined to give up just two runs through six innings. McCampbell with a ball. Second pitch here, swing and a miss on a very aggressive cut. 1-1. Trying to put that one in the Safeway gas station parking lot over there. .320 to left, .406 to center, .310 to right. That ball is driven deep to left field and foul. It's a strike on the scoreboard, but it drew some oohs and ahs here from the fans. As if that one's straight, it's in the net, if not out on Cypress Avenue. Both Alburjas and Alvarez, our Venezuelan imports, are both billed as hitters. And he gets a called third strike on a breaking ball there. Caught him looking, and he is not happy. A 1-2 breaking ball right in there, and he's down on strikes.
Porter,
who doubled and scored in the second inning for the 45's third and most recent run, steps in with one out. He had an absolute laser of a double down the left field line in the second. Came home later that inning. McCampbell fires, and that ball is on the outside corner. Nice pitch. 0-1. McCampbell not going to blow you away with velocity. It's probably mid to high 80s by the looks of it. But movement and changing speeds are what he's doing here. Ramps up on the fastball a little bit there. It's high for ball one, 1-1. Hitting is timing. Pitching is upsetting the timing. And no matter how hard you throw it, good hitters will eventually get you down, time you and hit you. You got to keep them off balance. Here's the 1-1. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike as well. So he's quickly ahead 1-2.
on Porter, your left fielder. And number six hitter tonight. McCampbell comes set. Kicks and fires. That ball is popped straight up on the infield. First baseman coming in just about even with the bag. And he's going to make the play, two down. That'll bring up Simpson University Red Hawk. And now Redding Colt 45, Jared Bertotti. Switch hitting first baseman from Oregon. Plays his college ball here in Shasta County at Simpson for his Colt 45's manager, Greg Cattaray. Former major leaguer himself. The Yankees and Blue Jays actually won a World Series with the Blue Jays in the early 90s. Great left-handed reliever. Of course, baseball fans who remember that unforgettable 1993 World Series where Joe Carter hit the most famous home run, perhaps, or at least one of the top two or three most famous home runs in World Series history with a walk-off off Mitch Williams in 1993. 2-0 here after the ball to Bertotti. Campbell fires that ball as high, 3-0. And all of a sudden, he's got a wild hair up his nose. 3-0. Two outs, nobody on, 3-0. Bertotti trying to reach, get something started here for the 45s. All offense the first two innings, all defense and pitching. Since the second, that's a called strike, 3-1. So it looked like he was taken all the way there. Bertotti, a switch hitter, throws left. 6'3", 195 out of Medford, Oregon. So just across the border there. And he draws the walk on the 3-2 pitch there. 3-1 pitch, pardon me.
Shortstop number 7, Vicky Meinhoffer.
That'll bring up Meinhoffer, your shortstop. 5'9", right-hander out of Regis University. He calls El Dorado Hills, California, his hometown. Pretty slick out there with the glove tonight and trying to do some damage here with the bat. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on. Let's see if he can squirt one through the hole over there on the right. Or put one in the gap and possibly bring Bertotti home by himself. Campbell taking his time there. Now he quick pitches. Barely came set there. Of course, you have to come set for a distinguishable amount of time. That's at the umpire's discretion. Tried to quick pitch him there, but it was high and away, so 1-0. And now he steps off and wants to talk to his catcher for a second. Quijada's been solid back there tonight. Defensively. Had a pretty clean ball game defensively by both teams. As we've got a tight one here, 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Bertotti at first with two outs. Mickey Meinhoffer looking for his first big Colt 45's hit. That ball is high. Oh no, it's a high strike. 1-1. 5-9 Meinhoffer tried to squat to make that one high, but the umpire was having none of it. That's a called strike, 1-1. Bertotti takes his lead off first. Campbell gets the sign, comes set. He stretches out the lead, another half step. Swing and a foul straight back. 1-2 now on Meinhoffer. One and two now with two out, runner on first. Mickey Meinhoffer battling McCampbell here. Rally Rockhounds. Two Redding Colt 45s, 3 in the bottom of the sixth from Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. He comes set
And here he comes, and that ball is a short fly to short right field. Second baseman actually goes out, and he's going to take it, Dodson. So that'll end the inning there. No runs for the 45s. We head to the top of the seventh. 3-2, Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
You feel really old now.
Is that your girl?
This is Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 here with Matty Novelli. It's 3-2 here as we head to the top of the seventh.
Colton is our beer batter. Give him one more shot for that color off beer.
Colton Freeman, the DH, hitting in the seven hole tonight. He is your beer batter. He obliged the crowd by striking out his last at-bat, leading to $1 beers here till the end of that inning. And that's as good a segue as any to remind you that tonight's game is brought to you by Foothill Distributing. And this portion of the game is sponsored by Budweiser, reminding you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great and fun and safe holiday weekend this weekend, wherever you may be, out on the lake or enjoying the game here. I say why not do both? Go out to the lake during the day and then hit up the 45s here at 7 o'clock every night.
Paradise.
Does not get any better than that. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Got just about all of those here tonight. 1-1 now. There's a breaking ball, and it floats in there for a strike. Angelo has acquitted himself well in his 45s debut here. Two scoreless innings, and he's up 1-2 here on Freeman. He's about to become a fan favorite by getting another beer batter inning if he can get Freeman here on the 1-2 on a strikeout. Ooh, he swings and just fouls it back. Into the parking lot. We'll reload and do it again, 1-2. Angelo out of Auburn, Illinois, one of our four Harris Stowe State University standouts on the 45s this year.
He's sound good.
He is. That's a changeup, or rather a breaking ball that he got underneath and fouled back again into the parking lot. Count stays 1-2.
Let's make some noise, fans.
So what a difference a night makes. Last night, all kinds of offense, a 12-10 final. And here we go in the top of the seventh, 3-2. No scoring since the second inning. But it's been a quality play ball game. A lot of great defense, and the pitching has been outstanding. Strike three called. And Jake Angelo quickly becoming a fan favorite here in Redding, California, as he obliges the fans with $1 beers till the end of the inning here. Angelo has come in and gotten seven outs. He has been lights out. Two and a third scoreless already and showing no signs of slowing down.
So one out here, that'll ring up the catcher, Quejada. One out, nobody on. And they bring the corners in here. Perhaps expecting a drag bunt. But he takes it for strike one. And you got to be impressed thus far with young Jake Angelo. He'll be a senior next year, the 6 foot, 180-pound right-hander. Been ahead in just about every count, it seems like. That one's got all kinds of English on it. No chance for the second baseman, although he made an amazing play to even make it close. That one kind of a little nubber off the bat there, and it took a side spin hop back towards the middle of the infield. Your second baseman, Ferguson, made a running play to even make it close in the stretch by Bertotti, but he is safe. So we'll call that an infield hit on a funky play. And much like last night, some weird infield bounces leading to infield hits for the Rally Factory Rockhounds here. But it looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. One out, one on. For number three, Dodson, your second baseman, he tries to square to bunt and chips it foul for strike one. So Quejada at first. Dodson at the plate, 0-1. We'll see if he tries to get the bunt down on this pitch again. Jake Angelo trying to deny him the chance to sacrifice. And not bunting there. The ball is low. Bluff on a steal there. Or a couple extra steps, perhaps, before he scampers back to first base. Is Quejada. One ball, one strike, one out. One on in a one-run ball game here in the top of the seventh. Jake Angelo fires. That's a breaking ball high. Like he might have lost his grip on that one a little bit. 2-1. Two balls, one strike here to Dodson. Alvarez puts down the sign. And Angelo fires. That's a ground ball to shortstop, and it's going to get through. Stopping at second is Quejada. That's going to be a clean single. And we've got runners on first and second with one out. So first signs of trouble here for Angelo. Who's 2 1/3 scoreless thus far. But a runner in scoring position now with one out as the top of the lineup comes back around, and that's Campbell. So we'll see how the 45s want to situate this defensively. Going to be hard to turn a double play on the speedy Campbell. Not holding the runner at first. Shading towards second base to try and keep Quejada from getting a huge lead, but swing and a little, sounds like he might have gotten a little bit of a piece of that, but goes straight into the glove for strike one. The 0-1 pitch from Alvarez as he kicks and fires. Swinging a short fly ball into very shallow left field as the shortstop Meinhofer catches it on the lip of the grass. Two outs now. Runners on first and second.
Shortstop number four, Patrick.
We've got some activity in the bullpen down here. It's Seth Kanine, number 18, the left-hander out of California Baptist University, hometown of Corona, California. But they're going to leave Alvarez in to face the lefty here. And it's been the bane of the 45's existence through the first game and two-thirds here. That's Pankowitz, the shortstop, homered and doubled last night. Comes up here with a couple guys on, and he fouls it out of play down the left side for strike one. And that's a single to right field on the 0-1 pitch.
Alboras coming up firing. Here comes the throw to the plate. And he is out by a country mile. An absolute laser from right field, Andres Alboras. Do not run on the right fielder, or you will end up looking silly like that. That was not even close at home plate. A one-hop throw. An absolute frozen rope. Alboras cutting down the lead runner to end the inning, and we head to the bottom of the seventh. Score still 3-2. Reading Colt 45s, you're listening to KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Nothing's that, but like Bartolo Colon, every time he wins a game, I'm just like, oh, good for him.
Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli in the seventh inning stretch here as we head into the bottom of the seventh. Just listened to a very nice rendition of God Bless America here at the park. A lot of fun stuff between innings for the kids. Bring your family, bring the kids, bring the friends, bring the whole Little League team down here and let them see high-end college amateur baseball, summer league baseball for these college players from all over the country, and even a couple from Venezuela. We got to see an outfield assist on a one-hop throw. I mean, it had to be a 250-foot throw on one hop, and the guy was out by 15 or 20 feet. I mean, it wasn't even close. Just an unbelievable throw by Alboras.
Laser throw.
To save the lead there for Angelo. So Angelo ends up with three innings pitched scoreless. We'll see if he comes out with a fourth. We had action in the bullpen last inning, so we'll see if he does. But McCampbell going to start yet another inning here for the Rally Factory Rockhounds, as he has been absolutely stellar in relief. Has not yielded a run, as we have had no scoring at all from the second inning, but some fantastic defense and some great pitching here. 45's trying to get an insurance run or two or more in the bottom of the seventh here. They'll have the 9-1-2 hitters, as Austin LeBoux will be leading off, your third baseman. Austin's number 23, a Cottonwood, California product.
Leading off, we have 45.
From Eastern Central University.
Put your hands together.
A definite NorCal flavor here to the team. They've got some Palisandro, Redding, and Cottonwood players here, along with the international flavor, and guys from all over the Western United States and Midwest. We've got Indiana players, a couple from Missouri on their way. And that's a called strike to LeBoux on the breaking ball, 0-1. Well, Campbell came in a game down 3-2, and he has held the line thus far.
starting his fourth inning of work here. Swinging a drive deep to short. Going to be a long throw. And they got him by a step. Nice play there by the shortstop for the Raleigh Rockhounds. And Pankelitz has been one of their better players through the first two games here of the series. Noah Ferguson, the local Reading product here. Hitting leadoff tonight, he'll bat second this inning. He's playing second base. Former Shasta Wolf. Now at Butte College. He stands in with one on and nobody out. And he shows a bunt but pulls it back because that one is very high for ball one. Third baseman playing in almost even with the bag. Everyone else at normal depth. Guarding against that drag bunt possibility. Shows bunt again and taps it. That one is straight back to the pitcher on two hops. Not a great bunt. Ends up being a closer play than you'd think. And the throw is bang, bang, as he swipes it just from in front of his face there. But a nice play by the first baseman, and that's going to be out number two. Chase Larson, your DH tonight, hitting second. Former Foothill Cougar. Comes up with two out and nobody on. Want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Reminding you to make a plan to make it home on this holiday weekend. Want you to have a safe and fun holiday weekend. Grab some Buds. So Larson takes strike one on an off-speed pitch there. But Campbell has done a pretty good job keeping him off balance here. Hasn't blown anybody away with velocity, but he has mixed speeds and locations. And frequently gotten ahead in the count. Has not had a lot of 2-0 or 3-1 hitters counts. That ball is outside for ball one. 1-1 with two outs now. And it's such an important psychological thing for a pitcher to be ahead in the count or even in the count as opposed to behind. 2-1 now after a low pitch there is Larson up 2-1 now. We've got a good one here for you tonight. Bottom of the seventh, 3-2, 45s. And he lets that one go by 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on here. In the bottom of the seventh. Chase Larson, local product, trying to get something started with two outs and nobody on. As this has been a pitching and defense showcase here the last five innings. Now he steps off the plate, wants to get on the same page with his catcher. On deck is your center fielder, Williams, if Larson were to reach. Oh, and he hit him. And you might have been able to even hear from up here frustration on the part of McCampbell there. As soon as he let it go, he knew that one got away from him, and it ends up with a hit batsman. Now Ryan Torioka is going to pinch run for Chase Larson over there. Ryan Torres Torioka, apologies for the lack of hyphenated name there. I want to get the names correct here. Ryan Torres Torioka started and played second base last night and led off. He's going to pinch run here tonight for Larson as Catteray lets the umpire know his changes there. Williams is going to come up with the speedster on first base. And a ball in the gap could be a run here as Torres Torioka runs well. Saw him have a stolen base last night. Won't be that spark plug at the top of the lineup. And that pitch is a ball. 1-0. Williams from California Baptist and calls Highlands, California home. Torres Torioka on first base from Hawaii Pacific University and a native of Honolulu, Hawaii. So hello to all of our friends and family of Ryan listening out there from the islands. Be hard to imagine better weather than we have here in Redding tonight, but I'm sure Hawaii could give us a run for our money. One of the most beautiful places on earth. I always wonder, if you live in Hawaii, where do you go on vacation, though, Maddie? I don't...
Honestly, I know, because I'm always wanting to go to Hawaii for vacation.
I was going maybe snowboarding, go back to the mainland and do the winter sports thing for vacation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe come to California.
Yeah, plenty of places to do that here in Northern California. We actually got some snow this winter for all you snowboarders. That a charge is put into that one by Williams. It's deep to left field, and it is gone. A two-run home run on a 2-0 fastball by Ryan Williams. And it's 5-2, Colt 45s. An absolute rocket. That one got it out of here in a hurry. A line shot over the Jack's Grill sign in left center. Well over 350 feet. Your first home run of the season for the Colt 45s. The first of many, most likely, as this lineup, you check their college stats for their regular season. They've got a lot of hitters on this team, and that's on full display here tonight as Al Borjas now is going to come up with two outs and nobody on after the two-run dinger by Ryan Williams. And that lit this crowd up. No scoring since the second inning. Williams, though, puts that one over the fence and into the net for a two-run home run. Looks like McCampbell's going to stay in the game here. Got some activity down in the Rally Factory Rockhounds bullpen. But he's going to stay in here and face Al Burjas, who's had some loud contact in the first two games, but unable to keep it fair. We'll see if he can follow up that absolute shot by Williams and reach base as well. For my money, the defensive play of the night by Al Burjas. One of the best outfield assists you'll ever see. A one-hop, absolute frozen rope to throw a runaround trying to score from second on a single, and it was not close, folks. You had to see it to believe it. An absolute rifle attached to the right shoulder of this young right fielder here. And he takes the breaking ball there. Nice pitch, as it's quickly 0-2 now. We've seen a pattern here through the first two games. Al Burjas not seeing many fastballs, and certainly not on fastball counts. Either 0-0 or 1-0. They've been throwing him a lot of breaking balls thus far. And it looked like another off-speed pitch there. Fouls it back, and we're at 0-2.
Wow, that almost hit your car.
Almost. I try to park behind a truck and under a tree if I can.
That's smart.
And if I get here early enough, I can usually get one of the preferred spots. Gates always open at 6:30 for all fans here, so you can get a preferred spot, too, and not be in the line of fire for our foul balls here. Bring the kids, bring the whole family. A lot of fun here down at Tiger Field. ReddingColt45s.com for all schedule and information. Going to have a couple camps as well, one in June and one in July. You can find information on that on the site as well. But bring the kids out to see high-level amateur baseball being played here. Some legit prospects that you might be seeing at the big league level a few years down the road. All these college standouts coming together to play Redding Colt 45 summer baseball here. As Al Burjas strikes out on an 0-2 pitch way outside, and he's unhappy with himself. That's going to end the inning. But a two-run home run by center fielder Ryan Williams stretches the lead from 3-2 to 5-2. And we head to the top of the eighth. Score 5 for the Redding Colt 45s, 2 for the Rally Rockhounds. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Broadcasting live from Tiger Field on KCNR 1460, this is Kyle DeFore with Manny Novelli, 5-2 here, headed into the top of the eighth. And we've got a new pitcher here for the 45s. That's going to be Seth Canine, number 18. He's out of California Baptist University, a left-handed pitcher, hometown of Corona, California. So another California boy here. It was 3-2 going into the bottom of the seventh before Williams hit an absolute line drive shot that cleared the wall in left center for a two-run homer, so it's 5-2 headed in here. Canine would be in line for the save were he to pitch the eighth and the ninth, because it's 5-2 starting this inning here. Leading off for the Rally Factory Rockhounds is going to be number 15. Ombuehl, the left fielder. And it looks like he might have thrown the pitch before the umpire was ready there.
That was a nice pitch, though. Would have been strike two.
Yeah, too bad to waste that one. 0-1, and he winds and fires. And that ball is high and away. Some noticeable velocity here.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. He sounds neat.
From Canine, he is popping the glove to 5-9 lefty. And that ball is flied to right. Al Borjas coming in on the run, and he makes a nice diving catch.
Nice play.
Ball hung up just long enough. He was playing pretty deep, and the ball was slicing away from him as the right-handed hitter kind of inside-outed that maybe 15 or 20 feet off the line in right. Al Borjas came in and
solid in right
and made a diving catch face first. So a nice play there for solid. Out number one. Very solid. We've seen the fielding and the throwing of the five tools. We're looking for the hit for power and speed. A lot of games to showcase all those things here, but this has been a Harris State University showcase tonight.
All four of them.
Canine throws a fastball high and inside. 2-0 now.
Angelo had some great innings.
Angelo with three
Passer,
scoreless.
The right fielder.
In the fifth, sixth, and seventh. That's a line drive, and off the glove of Bertotti. A game of inches here. That's the difference between an out and a hit. Glances off his glove into right field on the 2-0 fastball, and a nice swing put on it there.
He timed it perfectly. It hit his glove.
Just needed to be about an inch or two taller there, and he would have had that one. So Samuel is going to pinch hit here. We've got one out and one on, and I'm Byron, the Rally Rockhounds coaches, making sure they're on the same page here. And we're ready to go here. Canine winds and fires, and that ball is low and outside for a ball. Big leg kick, big windup as he hurls his 5-9 frame forward and gets impressive velocity on those pitches. He is throwing gas tonight. That's a strike on the outside corner.
You know, and he's not very tall either.
5'9" lefty.
almost Linscomb-like in his
winding
up and unfurling himself, using every inch of that 5'9 frame to generate velocity, and he does so impressively. Swing and a miss on a low fastball right by him. 1-2 with one out and a runner on first. Kanin, the lefty fireballer. I believe he's thrown all fastballs to this point. Let's see if he changes it up here. And that ball is down in the dirt. Nice block by Alvarez to keep it from getting by. That one bounced on or around the plate. So even the count at 2-2. 5-2, 45s here in the top of the eighth. 2-2 count with one out, runner on first. He's got a good size lead, and he's going to step off. And we'll reset here. Kanin looks at the runner, comes set. That leg kick, and that's it. Just a bit low. Kanin started walking off the field, and the umpire kind of giving him the stink eye right now. And umpires don't like it when you do anything that they could even perceive as showing them up. I don't think he meant to do that. I think he just thought it was a strike. I can't say that I argue with him necessarily. Barrett Fasken going out and giving him a word of encouragement. We'll line it up here for a full count now. Three balls, two strikes, one out, runner on first. And he winds and fires a full count pitch, and that is fouled straight back. Challenge fastball there at the letters. And all he could do is foul it back. With a 5-2 lead here, you can challenge. You don't want to put runners on base for free and give them a rally with no effort. At least make them do it. The runner goes there. It's swing and foul down the right field line. That's going to hook foul. Out of play. And we'll wind up and do it again. Kanin pitches. That ball is kind of flared out to right. It's going to get down on one hop. That ball looked like he hit it off the end of the bat, perhaps a little bit. He kind of just flipped it out into right field, and he got down in front of Al Borjas. Runners move up 90 feet. We got runners on first and second with one out. That'll bring up Evan Facenta, your first baseman. As we're regaled by some throwback 90s Britney Spears right now at the stadium. Looking for to roll the double play ball here. With runners on first and second and one out. That's a breaking ball and a strike. That might be the first breaking ball we've seen from Kanin. He's been all fastball. And hard to blame him when you've got a number one like that. He's got an 0-1 count here on the get-it-in curveball. Looks like we might have a pinch runner here. We are. We're going to have a pinch runner on first base. So Samuels comes on to pinch hit and gets the hit, and then they bring in Pierman to pinch run. Pierman was the pitcher of record last night, picking up the win for the Rockhounds. He'll pinch hit here, or pinch run here on first base. 0-1 count. Kanin looks for the sign and now steps off. And right back to work here. Kanin, the first pitcher we've had tonight that wasn't part of a college battery. As we had both pitchers tonight with their college catcher. Both Angelo and Heron from Harris Stowe State University, as well as our catcher tonight, Alvarez. So a California pitcher with an Indiana catcher right now by way of Venezuela. And they're trying to shut down the Raleigh Rockhounds here, who have two men on and one out with the first baseman at the plate. And that's a line drive foul down the right field line. He's late on the fastball. Placenta hitting sixth tonight, down 0-2 here. In a very well-pitched game from the 45's perspective, starter Heron went just four innings, giving up two, but it's been all zero since then as the bullpen has been lights out for the 45's here. And that ball is lined into left center. It's going to get over the shortstop. Williams comes in, fields it cleanly. He's going to get a throw back in. That's cut off by Bertotti in the middle of the infield. Everybody's going to stay put. But they move up 90 feet, and the bases are loaded with one out now. So pinch hitting for Freeman is Coolican. Freeman has two strikeouts tonight, and with the bases loaded with one out, the manager wants to make a change. So Kanin will face the right-hander.
With music, throw back.
It's the 90s all
I'm
over
a
black again.
Girl.
Umpire brushing off the plate, and we're ready to go here. Bases loaded, one out. First best threat in several innings here for the Rally Rockhounds. Rally Factory Rockhounds won the game 12-10 last night, trailing 5-2 here in the top of the eighth. But they are threatening with the bases loaded. Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460 AM Reading and KCNR1460.com. And that's a called strike right at the knees for strike 1-0-1. Up three. So they'll give up a run to get two outs here. And that ball's just a bit low, 1-1. Force at any base. Many different double play combinations available. Middle infielders playing at double play depth. Kanin with the 1-1. He fires. That ball is just barely tapped foul. Very late on the fastball. As Kanin bringing the velocity here, he's got him down to 1-2. And not sure exactly. We've got the umpire that's out on the field talking to one of the base runners. Not exactly sure what the issue is here. Now we've got the runner on second base kind of walking back towards the dugout. I don't know if we've got an injury perhaps, or we're going to have a pinch runner for him as well. That's going to be number 5, who caught last night for the Rockhounds.
Pinch running for Ryan Kevin, number 5, Hunter Snyder.
So Snyder will pinch run. I think we might have had an ejection there, actually. So evidently said something that the umpire in the middle of the field did not care for. And his night is over here on the top of the eighth. We've got a pinch runner now. So kind of an unusual play there. Didn't hear what was said. I thought maybe he might have had an injury or tweaked his leg going back into the base or something. But evidently needed to filter himself a little better there. New runner out of second base. We've got him 1-2 here. Swinging a chopper down third baseline. That's going to roll foul. And we'll do it again at 1-2. A number of things. I've watched a fair amount of baseball in my life. I've seen a few things in the last two games I have not seen before. I've never seen a guy get thrown out while he's on the base paths. After two hitters, after he's gotten on base. That's kind of unusual. But there you have it. Swing and a foul. Just barely got a piece of that one. It stays 1-2. Alvarez takes that one off the chest protector. But he's tough. He'll get right back down in the squat. A thankless job there, donning the tools of ignorance behind the plate. It takes a tough guy to do it. And just barely tapped that one foul, too. A defensive swing. just does not look comfortable up there at the plate against Kanin. As a couple times he's just tapped it foul on that high velocity fastball. As I mentioned before, we don't have a gun here, but you can tell just by looking at it, Kanin's on the right side of 90. He fires another 1-2 pitch. And that's a double play ball to shortstop. 6-4-3 double play and a beauty. And they throw up another scoreless inning. Kanin rolls the double play to get out of it. 6-4-3 and a beauty. 45 still up. 5-2. We're headed to the bottom of the eighth. Here at Tiger Field, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Reminding you, this Memorial Day weekend, there are three ceremonies on Monday we would like to invite you to honor our fallen veterans. The first service on Monday is at 10 a.m. at Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street. The second starts at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And then at Igo Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 in the evening. Please take every opportunity to honor our veterans at one of these ceremonies on Monday. And remember, freedom isn't free. Thank you.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore here with Manny Novelli on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Kanin rolling the double play to get out of the inning in the top of the eighth as the 45s hold that 5-2 lead that they picked up in the bottom of the seventh. And I want to mention as well our sponsors tonight for the show. We are Foothill Distributing. And this portion of the game is brought to you by Budweiser, reminding you to make a plan to make it home this holiday weekend. Want you to have a safe and fun Memorial Day weekend here and grab some buds. Also want to mention our Kia drive of the game is going to be that two-run home run by Williams in the bottom of the seventh.
Catcher number 30, Jonathan.
Come test drive a Kia at Reading Kia today.
Those are great cars.
Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today. And Ryan Williams had our drive of the game with a lightning-fast two-run home run. Got out of here in a hurry. Don't blink or you'll miss it. It was a line drive shot over the left center field wall to stretch that lead from 3-2 to 5-2. In the top of the eighth, Kanin came in, throwing smoke, loaded the bases, but rolled a double play 6-4-3 to end the inning. And the lead is preserved 5-2 here. A great pitching performance tonight by all the Colt 45s. Three pitchers have combined to give up just two runs in eight innings. Bottom of the eighth now, it's a 1-1 count on the catcher Alvarez, who's had a nice defensive game himself. Alvarez takes high. We've got a new pitcher for the Rockhounds. It's Kirby Broadbent, who played first base last night. He's all of 6'5", and throwing pretty hard.
Let's go, man.
Well, he's going to try and keep it at three. Alvarez takes high again. It's 3-1, and he's in the driver's seat. Alvarez, Porter, and Bertotti with Meinhofer and Labou to follow should they reach. 3-1, that's high. Leadoff walk to Alvarez. And the 45's hoping to tack on at least a couple more. Put this one out of reach. Porter, who's got a double and has scored a run in the second inning. Cal Baptist University standout. College teammate of relief pitcher
Kanin, who pitched the last inning. So a couple California Baptist University standouts. Seth Kanin throwing the scoreless inning.
Ryan Williams with the home run.
Absolutely. So Porter now steps in. Hometown of Rancho Cucamonga, California. Kinesiology major headed into his junior year next year. Standing six even and an even 200 pounds. Listed as an infielder, but he started at left field both games so far. Swing, and he fouls that one straight back. Got a pitch he liked there, and probably like to have another one in that same spot. Broadbent's got him 1-1. Nobody out. Runner on first. After the leadoff walk by Alvarez. Broadbent comes set. He pitches. That's a breaking ball right over the plate. Nice movement on that one. It's 1-2. So you mentioned Broadbent. All of 6'5". And it's a big leg kick and a long stride. So we'll see if Alvarez tries to make a steal attempt here, but up three. Might take the green light off and let Porter hit here. He's put a charge into one for a double and had some loud contact. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out on a 1-2 fastball. Up around the shoulders, he amped it up a little bit for that one. Dialed up some velocity, and Porter is down on strikes. And Medford, Oregon product, Jared Bertotti, who also plays for the Simpson Redhawks here during the season, steps in, switch hitting left-handed throwing first baseman. One out, one on. Broadbent fires, and that ball is outside for ball one. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing. Grab some Buds. Have a fun and safe holiday weekend from all of our friends at Budweiser and Foothill Distributing. They've also got quite a microbrew selection and craft beer selection as well. So thanks to our friends there at Foothill Distributing for their support of Reading Cool 45's baseball. We're here at Tiger Field. One ball, one strike, one out in the bottom of the eighth. Bertotti takes the ball way outside. Easy take there. 2-1 as Kirby Broadbent struck out Porter for the first out after a leadoff walk to Alvarez. Big hole on the right side as the second baseman shading towards second, hoping for a double play ball. And the first baseman holding him on. That ball is very high, 3-1. And Bertotti can get greedy here. A fairly well-pitched game by both teams. Pitchers have been pretty good about staying in pitchers' counts. But a 3-1 count here for Bertotti. See if he can do some damage. Swing and a foul tip into the glove, but that's going to be a strike. 3-2 now. And a lot of options here for manager Greg Catterae. Do you send the runner to try and stay out of the double play? Knowing he's your catcher, he might not be your best stolen base threat. So a lot of things to consider here. He fakes the steal, and that one is fouled down the third baseline.
That always gets me. When they fake steal my look, I'm like, oh, they're not actually
the
going.
Fake steal? You know, there's been a couple of times tonight where they've either bluffed one or two steps towards second and they've tried to throw it behind them. Rockhounds haven't been able to pick anybody off yet, but they've had one play that was pretty close earlier in the game. Always seems like a higher risk than reward proposition there, though. You're more likely to throw it in right field. There goes the runner. Ball's in the dirt. Great pitch to steal on. It ends up being a walk anyway. So stealing on the full count, and the ball's in the dirt. Easy take for Bertotti. First and second now. As Mickey Meinhofer will step in.
Meinhofer.
He's telling Maddie in the break a couple innings ago, that's a great, great baseball name, Mickey Meinhofer, reminiscent of the old Philadelphia Phillies second baseman on that 93 team we alluded to earlier, Mickey Morandini.
See, I wasn't born in
93 is
a couple years
that's,
after that.
That's before Maddie, I guess.
Yeah.
Showing my age here.
I still think it's a great name. I don't really know what you're talking about.
Some of us can remember the first Bush administration. That 93 series, one of the best series
for my money that you've ever seen. Right up there with 97-01. It was a great one as well.
I was 2 years old then.
Well, you know, YouTube exists. You know, the archives of Major League Baseball films do a phenomenal job of chronicling
my research.
Chronicling the pre-millennial baseball championship round. Having a lot of fun here. 1-0. Kirby Broadbent on the 1-0 pitch, I should say.
Don't hit my car.
Fouled back there. That one is out of play into the parking lot. 1-1 now with one out. Meinhofer with the runners on first and second. Absolutely perfect night for baseball. We are under the lights here at Tiger Field. Can get the schedule for every game on ReddingColt45s.com. Just $5 a ticket. And fun for the whole family. That ball is called strike. 2-2 now. Meinhofer thought it might have been a little high. But nonetheless, we're 2-2 with one out and two men on. Broadbent would love to get a double play ball here. Middle infielders open for the same thing. Meinhofer sees the 1-2 swing and a miss, and Broadbent got him on the high fastball there. So two down now, and that'll bring up LeBou. Cottonwood, California products playing third base tonight.
Third baseman number 23, Austin LeBou.
Comes up with a man in scoring position, two men on base overall. He's hitting the 9-hole tonight, playing third base, wearing number 23 for the Colt 45s. First pitch is a high fastball, swing and a miss there.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, half off, one and less. Hamburgers and hot dogs.
LeBou, a 6'2 East Central University, soon to be junior, kinesiology major there. And here's the 0-1. That ball is low and outside. Low and or outside for ball one. Take your pick.
Either one.
One's as good as the other. 1-1 here with two outs, two on. LeBou trying to widen this three-run lead. That's a breaking ball. Call strike. What we might call a pitcher strike.
Yeah,
right at the knees,
sure.
Or perhaps a scotch below. It's 1-2 now with two strikes. 45's up 5-2 with two outs here. Trying to blow this one open. Here's the 1-2 from Broadbent. Runners go, or runner from second goes anyway. Had a nice jump, but it's a foul back. Alvarez timed that one just about perfectly. Might have had that one stolen. But a foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. Deion Heron started, went four innings, gave up two runs.
Nice
that
hit.
Ball is driven to right field, getting foul, though.
Man.
That ball hooking as it went down the line would have been extra bases
that
with an RBI.
That would have been a gapper.
Deion Heron started four innings, gave up two runs, was relieved by his college teammate Jake Angelo, also of Paristo State University, who threw three scoreless and rolled a double play in his final inning. A really nice inning there, and then Kanin came in and threw a scoreless inning last inning, also rolling a double play to get out of it. So one in the first, one in the second for the Rockhounds, and nothing since, as the pitching and the defense for the 45s has been stellar. Trying to widen that lead now, 1-2 here to LeBou. Swinging a drive up the middle, that one's going to get through. Here comes Alvarez, he's going to score. Throw is cut off, and that's an RBI single by LeBou. His first hit and first RBI of the season. Austin LeBou from Cottonwood, California, getting it done for the Colt 45s. It's now 6-2.
Nothing better than up the middle hit.
Right back up the middle. Send it right back where it came from. Right back over the mound and almost hit second base on that one. Luckily, it didn't. Kicked into the outfield. Alvarez able to score from second. Runner on first stops at second. So we've got first and second with two outs yet again. Line it up just how it was before, and that brings up Ferguson. Leadoff hitter Noah Ferguson with that open stance. And Broadbent fires. That ball is high. Broadbent getting good velocity, but he has been high with that fastball. One ball, no strikes here. That's a strike on the outside corner to Noah Ferguson, the Butte College product. Out over Redding, California. So a local boy here leading off and playing second base. And we've seen some nice defense out there at short and second from Meinhofer and Ferguson tonight. Rolling a few double plays, some slick fielding. Had a bare hand grab and turn earlier in the game. High-level baseball being played here tonight by the 45s. They dropped the opener last night 12-10. Up 6-2 and in the driver's seat here in the bottom of the eighth, looking for more. First and second for Ferguson. That ball is way outside. Catcher bluffs like it went past him, trying to deke the runner on second a little bit there. But it's going to go to 3-1. 20 minutes past 10 o'clock here at Tiger Field. Bottom of the eighth inning, 45s looking to put this one out of reach. Currently up four with two outs, but 3-1 pitch coming. That ball is popped, and it's going to get out of play over the dugout down the right field line. And we're going to go full 3-2, so both runners will get a head start here. Bertotti on second, and LeBou on first. LeBou with the RBI single tonight in this inning. Driving in Alvarez. 3-2. Two out. Runners will be going on the pitch. Broadbent comes set and fires. Ferguson swinging and a miss, and he struck him out. And Ferguson, oh, it looks like he might have tweaked his hand there for a second. Not happy. But that's going to end the inning. So we'll head to the top of the ninth here. After eight, it's Redding Cool 45-6. Rally Rock Hounds 2 on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli. Top of the ninth inning here. Colt 45's trying to close this one out. 6-2 going into the top of the ninth. Kanin in last inning. He pitched a scoreless inning. 45's picked up a run, but he is still in line for the save as he came in with a three-run lead last inning. So if he can close it out, he'll get the first save of the year here for the 45's.
And he's catcher number 24, Andres Quijada.
Quijada will turn around and bat right-handed against the lefty right now. High and outside for ball one. Want to remind you, tonight's show is brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Our thanks to them for sponsoring the show here. Colt 45's baseball brought to you by our good friends over at Budweiser. Grab some Buds. Make a plan to make it home this holiday weekend. Wishing you a safe and fun holiday weekend from our friends over at Foothill Distributing. Proud supporters of Colt 45's baseball here at Tiger Field. 3-0 now from Kanin. Here's the pitch, and he fires high. That's a four-pitch walk to start the inning. And Catteray is going to make a trip to the mound. Nobody out in the bullpen, so this is a purely conversational trip for Catteray. Dodson, the nine-hitter, second baseman, will come up. Catteray, a former left-handed relief pitcher himself, talking to Kanin, is 5'9", fireballing left-hander. Loaded the bases and then rolled a sweep 6-4-3 double play to end the inning in the eighth. 45s have closed three different innings with double plays tonight. Some great defense, as well as some great, great defense in right field by one Andres Alburjos with a diving catch on a dying quail out in right field, and then an outfield assist that we'll be talking about for a while here. One of the best throws you'll ever see, cutting the guy down by 20-plus feet at home plate. And he shows bunt, but he pulls it back. Joey Dodson, second baseman here. One ball, no strikes, says Kanin. Lines and fires. That ball is high or inside, one or the other. Either way, it's a ball 2-0. A lot of chatter coming from that Rockhounds dugout as they're trying to coax a rally out of the bottom of the lineup here. That's a strike, 2-1. Kanin fires a fastball over the outside corner. Not a very big lead over at first base. And he's leaning back as soon as he pitches anyway. That's a high fastball, and he blew it right by him. It's now 2-2. So I don't think he's getting a good read over there at first base on the move by Kanin as he's barely off the bag. And now a 2-2 pitch on the way to Dodson. Just a bit low as the catcher kind of held it for a second to let the umpire have an extra half second to think about it. But it's still ball three, 3-2 now. Nobody out, runner on first. 45's up by four, trying to close out the first one of the season. That ball is swung and gonged off of the post, holding up the netting on the back here. Foul straight back, but sounded like he hit a telephone pole. Dodson, 3-2, will line it up and do another full count here. Second baseman shading ever so slightly towards the bag. I mentioned they've turned a handful of double plays tonight. That is just a bit outside.
So wow.
Very close, but it's going to be ball four.
That looks like a good pitch.
And Kanin's going to take a walk and think about it for a second. You could tell he wanted that one, but we turn it over to the top of the lineup here. It's going to be Campbell, your center fielder and leadoff hitter again now with two on and nobody out. Kanin, who came on and threw a scoreless eight, has put two on here to start the ninth. And he shows bunt, but pulls it back. It's a strike anyway, 0-1. Six runs for the 45s, two for the Rally Factory Rockhounds. But they are threatening here in the ninth. 0-1 pitch. Way up high for ball one. Nobody up in the bullpen down there for the 45, so this is Kanin's inning and his save opportunity right now. Love to get a grounder up the middle again. They've been doing it all night. 45's pitching has been rolling double plays all night long. That ball is fouled down the left field line. And out of play. 1-2 now. Not necessarily a strikeout situation. You don't have to pitch for that
specifically, but I'm sure he wouldn't mind one. Predominantly fastballs here from Kanin. We've seen a handful of breaking balls, but he believes in number one, and hard to blame him.
There's a curveball, and he stands there looking at it. Definitely looking for number one. He threw him the big yacker, and it nestles right into the glove. He knew it as soon as it got there. Strike three called, first out of the inning. A pretty one from Kanin. Just dirty when you're throwing velocity like he is to then throw one that's 15 to 20 miles per hour slower. With movement, it just not fair. And that's the first out of the inning. 6-2, 45 is one out here. Runners on first and second. And Panklots there, who had a home run and a double last night. Earned him a promotion to the two-hole tonight. First pitch is the ball. Left-handed hitting shortstop. And he just kind of offers it that one down there, and it's off the screen and right at Greg Catteray. And he kind of deflects it back towards the third baseman. Good reflexes there from the skip. They've got chairs here down along the fence side. It was right at him.
But then he didn't hit him straight on.
Exactly.
That would have hurt.
Here's the big curveball, and it's right off the pitcher's glove, and everybody's going to be safe. He takes a bite out of it wisely and does not try to throw to first. That was right up the middle, and it glanced off his glove towards the third base side. By the time he got to it, the only play he was going to have was at first. But the speedy Panklets made it a non-issue as he just took a bite out of it, put it in his pocket. And we've got bases loaded, one out here. As now the tying run has come to the plate. In the form of left fielder, Ambuhl. Number 15 hitting in the three hole here. Biggest at bat of the night for him, Kanin. Comes set and fires. And that's a little tapper right back to the pitcher. He goes to second for one. Back to first and double play, and that's the ball game. A fitting end to the Colt 45's first victory of the year is that for the fourth time tonight, they closed out an inning with a double play. Pretty defense, a 6-2 victory on the strength of phenomenal pitching and defense tonight by the Reading Colt 45s. We'll be right back after this on KCNR 1460 with a postgame show and your co-players of the game. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the Vitamin Shop.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field and the Colt 45's postgame show. There is joy in Mudville tonight as the Colt 45's win 6-2 on the strength of pitching, defense, and timely hitting. And a beautiful display of defense tonight as four different innings ended with double plays by the 45's as they frequently got out of jams with their infield defense. We're going to have our co-players of the game here in just one moment. Maddie's grabbing them down on the field there. They're having a meeting after the game here. First win of the season for the 45's. Your starting pitcher tonight was Heron. He went four innings, gave up two runs, and then the bullpen absolutely shut the door with five scoreless innings to close out the game. 45's put up two in the first, one in the second, and then didn't score until the seventh when they scored on a two-run home run by Ryan Williams, one of your co-players of the game tonight, and then they pushed across another run in the eighth to make it 6-2. Winning pitcher of the night, also one of your co-players of the game. And he's coming up here one second. It's going to be Jake Angelo from Harris Stowe State University. He pitched three scoreless in relief, and he is your winning pitcher. He pitched the fourth, fifth, and sixth, and is your pitcher of record. The save tonight goes to Kaneen out of California Baptist University. Seth Kaneen, the left-hander, came in the eighth inning and threw two scoreless, eighth and the ninth, to get the save. We'll have our co-players of the game up here any second now. But great game here tonight. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Again, six runs for the 45s tonight, two for the Valley Rockhounds. And last night, a 12-10 loss, a tough loss, as they had a rally in the ninth inning by the Rockhounds to come back and win, and the 45s fell just short in their comeback attempt. But tonight, all is well with great pitching and defense, and two schools acquitting themselves well here. We've got two co-players of the game tonight from California Baptist University and Harris Stowe State University. I want to welcome in here. You can go ahead and put on the headphones there, guys. Jake Angelo here, who threw three scoreless innings and picked up the win tonight. He's the pitcher of record. Came in the fourth, fifth, and sixth and spun three scoreless innings. Congratulations tonight on the first win of the season.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. And now we were mentioning tonight, it's kind of the Harris Stowe State University showcase tonight, as we had your starting pitcher, and then, of course, you came in and relieved your teammate. You had your starting catcher, and then we saw Andres out in right field make a great catch and have the throw of the night, absolutely cutting that. I mean, he had to be out by, what, 20, 25 feet, you think?
Oh, yes, sir, at least that.
I think the word is going to get out there that you shouldn't run on the right fielder from the 45s, and if not, it should be. But phenomenal pitching performance here from Angelo. And we had a two-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Your key a drive of the game was Ryan Williams. And tell us a little bit about that at-bat. What did you see, and how did you get such a good swing on that ball?
Well, I just wanted to make sure to get the bat to it. You know, with 2-0, that's the hitter's count. So I wanted to make sure to actually try and capitalize on it because it was a close game. So.
Well, and we were remarking all night that it seemed like their pitchers did a fairly good job of staying out of hitter's counts. They were getting ahead and getting not a lot of 2-0 or 3-1 counts, but you got one and you made him pay for it. That ball was out of here in a hurry. Blinking, you might have missed it, but first home run of the year. So congrats on that one, and probably the first of many considering the lineup we've got here tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much, sir.
We've got a lot more. We've got a couple more players trickling in as the week goes by here. Some players still finishing up their college playoffs. This weekend, we had one gentleman who had a walk-off grand slam to win his title for his team. So we'll look forward to seeing him next week as well. But our co-players of the game tonight, Jeff Angelo, your winning pitcher, and Ryan Williams, your starting center fielder, and two-run home run in the bottom of the seventh to make a 3-2 game, 5-2, and they would never look back as Kaneen gets the save. Your teammate, I was mentioning before, we had the two schools had an embarrassment of riches here in Northern California. What do you attribute to that?
Oh, you know, I think it was just, you know, great coaching by Greg Carderet.
You know, we came out. We've been working hard, getting adjusted, you know, to playing with each other. And I think it was a great having, you know, like the starting pitcher Dion and me coming in and having our catcher that we had all year, you know, a little bit of comfortability, you know, and then everybody playing hard for each other. Everybody, you know, loving out here, playing in this great weather. I'm from Illinois, so we don't get to play in a lot of this. So this is all new. Usually around this time, it's about 70-something degrees, and it's cold, getting cold outside. So love being out here in Cali. Love playing baseball. So
well,
happy to be out
get
here.
Get back to me in the middle of July when it's 110. You might be singing a slightly different tune, but with a 7 p.m. start time, it's not too bad here by the end of the night. But Jeff Angelo, your winning pitcher tonight, and then Ryan Williams as well. Dion Heron here, your starting pitcher tonight as well. Four innings, two runs allowed, and an absolute phenomenal defense tonight. We had four different innings end in double plays. Have you? When was the last time you saw something like that, Dion?
It's been a long time. I just felt confident with my defense behind me and just put the ball in play and try to make some plays for it.
Well, when you see defense like that, you don't necessarily feel like you have to strike everybody out. You can pitch to contact, let them put it in play. And as we mentioned before, the right fielder had a phenomenal catch and a throw of the night tonight. A phenomenal defensive display tonight, giving up just two runs for the 45s and an impressive display, especially considering the hard luck loss last night, losing 12-10 in the ninth inning. And tonight, just put your foot on the neck and didn't ever let them get it going.
Yeah, I just went out, stayed confident, just, like you said, let them put the ball in play and let my defense just work behind me.
Now, tell me a little bit about Harris Stowe State University. We've got four players here, of course, two by way of Venezuela, your starting catcher tonight and your right fielder, as well as you and Jeff. But where actually is that? I have to confess, I'm not familiar with that school.
Harris Stowe is in downtown St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, so I'm a long ways away from home.
Well, I actually lived in Missouri briefly from 06 to 08 myself. I lived down in Osage Beach, down in Lake of the Ozarks down there, out of the way a little bit, about 2.5-hour drive from your spot, but very pretty down there. But, yeah, the weather a little different than out here. I don't miss the hailstorms in Missouri, I will say that. But absolutely thrilled to have you on the team here. We've got one guy from last year and a whole new team this year, Rick Bassetti, of course, who's heading up the 45s here, told us we're going to hit this year. But he said, we've got some guys coming in who can flat-out pitch, too, and you're a highly regarded prospect yourself going into your senior year next year, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to just get my game a little bit better and just go out and just do what I know how to do.
Well, you know, 6'3 lefties don't grow on trees. If I ever son, I'm going to make him throw left-handed, because 10% of all people in America are left-handed and 40% of all pro baseball players. So you do the math. A great start here tonight by Dion Heron, your lefty starter tonight. Went four innings, gave up two runs, and that's all they give up is a 6-2 win for the 45s. And they close it out. So thanks for being on the show here tonight, Dio.
All right, anytime.
Looking forward to the rest of the season here and many more starts to come. We've got 43 more games from now through August. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Once again, your players of the game tonight, winning pitcher Jeff Angelo. Oh, that was you, Manny. Jeff Angelo, and then we've got Williams, this home run in the seventh inning as well.
From Cal Baptist.
So once again, your final score here tonight from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Redding Colt 45-6. Your Rally Rockhounds 2. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for more Colt 45s baseball. See you then on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Vote that didn't already believe the worst about Hillary Clinton and has already decided all that.
No, right.
We're talking about that 7 points or whatever, 10 points that's undecided right now, and they're gonna hear about this till November, and they're gonna. And you know what? The interesting thing is,
what?
Donald Trump. Every day, we're not talking about what happened 35 years ago with a bankruptcy. Right? No, I mean, we are. We're going to hear about that, too. But every day, he does something that makes people scratch their heads, like attack Martinez, the governor of New Mexico. I mean, in other words, there are things that are going to happen between now and November, I think, that are going to, including the FBI report that's going to come out at some point, one way or the other, and it's going to impact the election.
Let's be fair and balanced, and here it is, cut 28.
We have to get your governor to get going. She's got to do a better job, okay? Your governor has got to do a better job.
And he goes on. And she came back and she said, listen, this is politics. I'm proud of my record. I wasn't even governor in 2000 when he was referring to something that happened in 2000. She's a woman. She's Hispanic. She's successful. That's not what you do if someone's not on your side.
It makes no sense at all. I mean, first of all, just New Mexico itself, a swing state, he's got to win it. So why attack a popular governor? Forget about whether she's a Latina or not, or a Republican even. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But she is a Republican. She is a Latina. He needs to expand into that group. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I mean, I understand there are real flaws and mistakes that he and Clinton have made, and we're going to hear all about them. But there's something, her campaign is trying every day to improve on those things or fighting against the narrative. He's not. He's actually, seems to reinforce the narrative about him at every step. That doesn't mean he can't win. He's obviously
gotten there. Going up to Mitt Romney, he walks like a penguin, and he's a choker. I have no use for it. But number one, I think he's a great man. I think he's a very successful, great dad, a good governor, very smart, very successful.
Sure.
I mean, I don't understand what he's done for the last month. It doesn't make any sense to me. Even I've talked to people that are close to him and said something's gone on. There's something they're missing. They don't know what he's doing now. Having said that, he's been quiet for 2 or 3 weeks. Lindsey Graham's been quiet for 2 or 3 weeks. All of his detractors have gone on. John McCain's been quiet.
Right.
Other people are saying, I noticed the numbers. They're making me feel better about it. One-on-one, he's been pretty impressive. That's a step back. But what he's doing, I read in the Washington Post today, and I was fascinated by the analysis. Hillary Clinton's camp is having some of the same problems Republicans did with Donald Trump, in that they can't keep up. He's so quick and lean in his organization that they find themselves playing catch-up, and by the time they hit him once, he's moved on, and they can't find an attack plan that is effective and does damage. They thought Elizabeth Warren had him. Maybe she is doing something Hillary Clinton's not capable of, but they also have a client and a candidate that doesn't like interviews. Donald Trump does. He'll call in. We'll take a phone call from Hillary Clinton in 2 seconds. She doesn't want to do it. So she's not effective. That's not her. That's not her skill set. And they're worried. That they have not come up with the game plan yet because they cannot. They've never seen anything like this.
Well, no one has. I mean, look, he is the best at surfing the news cycle. And what I mean by that is he either creates the news cycle, or if there's something
he makes the
else,
waves.
Right? Or no? Or if there's a bigger wave like the Egyptian Air crash, he's immediately jumps on that wave. Remember, it's everybody. If there's anybody out there who doesn't think it was a bomb that took it down or whatever, I mean, it's basically,
and then people criticize him for 2 hours.
Yeah, right. And then so that's when he jumps in. He's either creating the wave or he sees a big wave, he jumps on it. And so I think that really served him well in the primaries. It really did. The question is, in a high turnout presidential election, where you literally have to win in 7 or 8 or 9 states that Democrats have been doing pretty good in, and the demographic makeup of those states is not looking good for him.
Right.
However, can he, like this Martinez thing, in other words, when he creates that wave with Martinez, I'm not sure it helps him in the general to win New Mexico. That's my point.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But the last battleground state, a poll I saw, I had him neck and neck or winning in all these in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. I was stunned, floored. I expected a Trump bump, just like I thought Hillary would lock it up in May and get a little bit of a bump, but I never expected this. When we come back, Joe will expand a little bit, and we'll maybe take a couple of calls. Joe Trippi, in person. Sometimes he'll go outside just to make a phone call to not be in the studio with me. So this is a rarity.
This is true.
Don't go anywhere.
Getting past all the rhetoric. Kilmeade and Friends.
We all have those times when we need a little extra money. Well, I've got a really easy way you can do it. Drive with Uber. Uber's a smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. So as a driver, it helps you make extra money driving your own car and is totally flexible. You don't have to quit your day job to make more money because Uber lets you make extra money on your schedule. Whenever you need to make extra money, just turn on the app and drive. A few hours here, a few hours there, it all adds up and fast. And it's really easy to get started. First, go to drivewithuber.com to sign up for free. You can do it right now on your phone. Second, answer a few basic questions about you and your car and then get it approved. Third, start driving. That's all there is to it. I told you it was easy. Start enjoying the flexibility of working when you want and earning extra money on your schedule. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drive with UBER.com. Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade and Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yup, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor. So if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order. For free. Plus, get the book Beat the Odds. Free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516. That's 1-800-541-2516. Or log on to briansbeets.com. That's briansbeets.com.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Trump has been brilliant. Nobody's ever done what he's achieved. He's come out of nowhere, won the nomination, beat 16 other people. It's remarkable. But every once in a while, he just goes off the deep end. And he has got to acquire a higher level of discipline, or he's going to end up being like Barry Goldwater.
It's worse than I get.
Hey, look, I got a call from Lindsey Graham, and he couldn't have been nicer. You believe that? If I can get a call from Lindsey Graham, I can get a call from anybody. Maybe Mitt will call me one of these days.
That was Donald Trump on the stump, where he's getting more and more entertaining and interesting. But I'll go back to what Newt Gingrich said. Joe Trippi's here. Joe, Newt comes out and says Trump is brilliant, but he needs to be more disciplined on the stand, or he's going to end up like Barry Goldwater. And that is somebody who's been very, I think, fair and balanced with Donald Trump. And that's what we were talking about, Susana Martinez.
Well, yeah, and look, I think it. Look, I worked for Howard Dean. He was a very courageous candidate, it was very hard to do message discipline with him. I mean, he would that same brash kind of take 'em on style, which Trump has times 10 compared to Howard Dean, was very difficult to rein in and say, hey, you know, you've got to be a little bit more cautious and careful. I think it's going to be very, very tough on anybody, Newt or anybody else who'd be involved in as his VP or helping him in the general election, to get that kind of discipline out of Trump. It's not something he's experienced. I mean, he's doing maybe a great businessman, but you know that's something different here about
how just don't kill somebody in your own party. How hard is that?
Yeah,
yeah. I got to bring it to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Will she be out of office running? She'll be in Congress, but will she be out of that position as head of the DNC? Alex Bolton weighed in on this topic. Cut 35.
This talk that she needs to step down isn't coming from Sanders supporters. It's coming from very staunch pro-Hillary supporters. They see her as a drag on Hillary because the problem that Hillary has, in their view, is that there's an enthusiasm gap. People, Democrats, and especially young voters who are an important constituency, aren't very enthusiastic about Clinton. Well, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has become the face of the rigged system, as Bernie Sanders sees it, and they think it's going to be tough for these younger voters to embrace Hillary while Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the face of the party.
That's the theme of the Hill story yesterday. You don't feel that way. You don't feel that the Clinton camp wants her out.
I don't think anybody real thinks it matters who the chair of the party. I mean, but that's going to energize or de-energize.
Well, people do think it's rigged, and they do think that she put her hand on the scale.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. But I'm saying, like, in the end, if you believe that you're going to energize it, she may energize people with a VP pick. But I don't think changing the chair of the party is going
to
impact it. I think that in the end, if she leaves, it's going to be because she decided to leave. In other words, I think the party clearly divided. The Sanders people definitely feel she tipped the scales, definitely feel that she tilted heavily on debates and other things to Hillary Clinton. If that's a real barrier to unifying the party, I don't think it's going to be Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders asking her to leave. It'll be her deciding, hey, you know what, for the unity of the party, to give everybody a better shot in the general, I'll move on. But I don't think it's going to be because she was forced out.
But will it give the appearance of chaos on the left if she leaves now? Here we are almost at June 1st.
I can't recall ever in the years I've been doing this a switch in chairs of the party at this stage of the presidential election.
You've been there so long too.
It would be pretty. It would be a big deal if that happened. But again, I think if it did, it'd be because she decided it was the right thing.
What does Sanders want?
I don't think anybody knows at this point. I mean, I think definitely some platform things and definitely some changes in the primary calendar and the way the primaries work.
And possibly, or he could say, I want the country and the party to change this way, which could push Hillary to the left. We'll see what happens.
Could
Joe
happen.
Trippi, fascinating to talk to you. Kill Meat and Friends.
Ready to make some money?
I'm going to go behind the headlines and give you the real, real deal. The concept of the show? To get people to believe in investing again.
Make today the day.
I've seen it all on Wall Street the last 25 years owning my own firm. I know exactly where investors are making mistakes. I'm going to help you connect the dots, making your ideas pay off. Because ultimately, I want you to make a whole lot of money and live the American dream.
Watch Making Money with Charles Payne, weeknights on the Fox Business Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. At a campaign event in Santa Barbara, California, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he is the only one who can stop Donald Trump.
We have the strongest Democratic candidate out there who, in fact, will not only defeat Mr. Trump, but will demolish Mr. Trump.
Donald Trump on Saturday questioned why President Obama didn't mention the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor during his trip this week to Japan. Trump supporter Sarah Palin also criticized the trip, calling it part of the president's apology lap. Saturday night, the five Libertarian candidates met to debate in Orlando. Libertarian presidential candidate John McAfee says both of the major parties have failed us.
Whether the Democrats or the Republicans have gotten in, my life has been worse. There has been more government control and oppression. I have lost my freedom and my privacy. My taxes have gone up. To me, I don't...